This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. We must confront Muslim outrage and we must contain Iran. That's what President Obama will tell the UN General Assembly today in New York.
President Obama will address Iran's nuclear ambitions by saying specifically, we will do what we need to do to prevent Iran from acquiring a nuclear weapon. And he will say the U.S. never accepted that a nuclear-armed Iran could be contained. The president also will appeal to the over 100 heads of state attending the General Assembly, urging a united front against the anti-American attacks on U.S. embassies and other diplomatic missions in Muslim countries after the release of the excerpts of the movie Insulting the Prophet Muhammad sparked widespread rioting. At the United Nations in New York, Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
Well, not far away at a hotel in New York, an hour before the president's address, Mitt Romney will call for a change in how we give out foreign aid. The Republicans critical of the president's Sunday comment that what's happened in the Middle East are bumps in the road.
We had an ambassador assassinated. We had a Muslim Brotherhood member elected to the presidency of Egypt. 20,000 people have been killed in Syria.
Seniors may have to pay more for prescription drugs. That is in a new report that Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson details live in Washington.
The consulting firm Avalere Health looked at 10 of the most popular Medicare prescription drug plans and concludes that premiums for 7 of the plans will rise by double digits next year. Among those top risers, plans run by Humana, First Health, Cigna, and HealthSpring. But the most popular prescription drug program, AARP Medicare RX Preferred, that runs about $40 a month, it will hike its premium by just 57 cents, Dave.
Rich, a former L.A. gang member will wake up at home for the first time in 19 years. John Edward Smith was set free last night, exonerated for a murder he didn't commit. Prosecutors say the only witness lied at Smith's trial. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Apply for the new ExxonMobil Smart Card and pave your road with savings. Subject to credit approval, ExxonMobil Smart Card holders can save 6 cents a gallon at Exxon and Mobil stations. Each billing cycle that you purchase 45 gallons, your savings kick in, and you'll automatically receive a 6 cents a gallon rebate for the first gallon up to 100 gallons. Get details at ExxonMobilCard.com and learn why more and more smart drivers are heading to Exxon and Mobil stations.
Listeners, here's an amazing way to earn quit your job money from home. IncomeAtHome22.com wants listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. IncomeAtHome22.com. IncomeAtHome22.com. That's IncomeAtHome22.com.
They won't call it the Fairness Doctrine, but it's still going to be coming for Rush. Stay alert, stay tuned. Rush at 11 on WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Surviving and thriving. There couldn't possibly be a better, more positive name for the 10th annual Local Breast Cancer Awareness Luncheon. Join us as we celebrate this wonderful event featuring popular television celebrity and breast cancer survivor Leslie Mouton. Your contribution will directly benefit St. Joseph Cancer Services and the local cancer society. It's a great time for a great cause. The Hilton, Monday, October 8th. Survivingandthriving.org, 731-1231.
Here's David Schulte talking about why they are experts in roofing.
I would consider our roofing specialists experts in the field. And the way that you become an expert is through two things. Number one is through education. We are continually doing monthly continuing education with industry standards, techniques, installation procedures, product updates. And two is through experience. I think experience gets you peace of mind knowing that the roof is done properly the first time. And experience gets you, if it's not and there is a problem, then we have the experience to go back and troubleshoot it and find out what the problem is.
We're definitely better than the other guys.
I think what makes us different is the fact that there's integrity in what we do. The fact that if somebody knows that if they were to have a problem, we're going to be there to honor it.
Look out! I sold its body. Radio.com. Explore our worlds.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987. Complete Nutrition.
12th man, do you want to see an Aggie football game at Kyle Field? Tickets are available for Arkansas, Sam Houston State, and Missouri. Get your tickets now to keep the sellout streak alive at Kyle Field. For ticket information, log on to AggieAthletics.com or call the 12th Man Foundation Ticket Center. Toll free, 1-888-99-AGGIE. That's 1-888-99-AGGIE. Aggie football. Gig 'em.
WTAW News Time is 6:06 at 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. This morning, you are invited to hear the findings of an economic impact study concerning whether A&M home football games will be moved out of town to improve Kyle Field. College Station City Councilwoman Katie Marie Lyles was asked on WTAW's The Infomaniacs about local hotel occupancy tax money assisting A&M.
First, I'm going to consult our attorney and see if legally we can do that, you know, because we've had no discussions within, you know, executive session or anything like that. And so my first question would be, can we even do that before we dream up these dreams? Because we do support Texas A&M as well as other entities within our community and our city. But can we even do that? Is that something we should even look at? And so I would be interested in looking to see if legally we could even do that, you know, because we do have some funds there before we actually come up with a master plan of what we're going to do with the Hawk.
Lyle says if it's legal, the city could give A&M hotel tax money without cutting current recipients. This morning's presentation by the CVB and Chamber starts at 10 at the Hilton. A total of five vehicles were burglarized in Bryan over the weekend, with four of the burglaries believed to have been related. Officer John Agnew says there are simple ways to lessen thieves' opportunities and motivation to steal.
We do like to remind our citizens to remember when it comes to burglary of motor vehicles, items that are displayed in the vehicle are like advertisement to a criminal walking by, and to always lock their doors on their vehicles. There's a lot of burglars recently have been pulling on handles just looking to get into a vehicle to snoop around. So locking your car doors is the first step.
Agnew advises citizens to hide their items of interest so that thieves are not tempted to break in. The five burglaries took place near the Z Islander Apartments on Welburn, Lucky Street, Pecan Street, Turkey Creek Road, and Rock Hollow Loop. The former deputy chancellor of the A&M system has returned to the state's number 2 Homeland Security post. Jay Kimbrough of College Station had spent the last 4 months as interim executive director of the state's juvenile justice agency. Kimbrough announced Monday he's back at the Department of Public Safety. That follows the hiring of a new juvenile justice director. Kimbrough began his DPS position last September after he was fired from the A&M system post by Chancellor John Sharp. And Bryan's Neighborhood and Youth Services Coordinator Ronnie Jackson is used to helping others. Wife Kelly Levy says that's why it feels so odd to be on the receiving end since Jackson began his battle with cancer.
The one good thing is it's shown us how many people do care about us and has shown us that when we do that for other people, we know now what an impact it made on them. People have been feeding us and taking our child places and coming to visit with Ronnie, so it's really made us aware of the blessings in our lives.
Levy says the family has had a great number of expenses, so friends created a fundraising website to benefit him. At WTAW.com, you can hear the full interview with Levy and find a link to the website. Raising taxes on sugary drinks and beer were both suggested by state legislators as methods of funding public education. TSN's Austin Bureau Chief Chris Fox has more.
Establishing a state sales tax and doing away with local property taxes was promoted by State Senator Robert Duncan of Lubbock. Talmadge Heflin, the former state rep turned Texas Public Policy Foundation analyst, suggests widening the sales tax base.
If you replace all of the property tax and expand the sales tax base to every item that is taxed in any state, the rate can be 11%. We think that that's more realistic.
A state income tax was suggested. Raising taxes on beer and sugary drinks brought up as alternative revenue sources. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
And military officials say an Army psychiatrist charged in the Fort Hood shooting rampage has been hospitalized for undisclosed reasons. A Fort Hood new release says Major Nidal Hassan is in good condition Monday after being admitted to the Texas Army Post Hospital Saturday. It says he should be released within 2 days. It says medical privacy laws prevent the release of information about Hassan's health or why he's there. His trial's on hold over his beard that violates Army rules. He is appealing a judge's order that he be forcibly shaved before the trial. WTAW News Time is 6:11 at 71 degrees. We'll have more news at 6:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Brazos Valley Symphony kicks off its 31st season of Crossing Musical Borders with a concert of European romance on Sunday, October 7th at Rudder Theater. Maestro Busicki directs as internationally acclaimed pianist Oenon Barnaton performs Cezanne's Piano Concerto No. 2. Also, don't miss Beethoven's Ninth Symphony in November with Grammy Award winner Sasha Cooke. Tickets are on sale now. For more information, visit bvso.org or call 979-696-6100.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
We're still looking at a very warm weather pattern for the next several days and really don't see any rain in sight, at least on through Thursday. Mostly to partly sunny for today, close to 90 this afternoon. Tonight, just some scattered clouds and low 70s overnight. We stay partly sunny during the day Wednesday, and again, the temperature closing in on 90. It'll become partly cloudy, low 70s on Wednesday night, and Thursday, partly sunny to mostly cloudy at times, temperatures within a few degrees of 90. I'm Gary Bass, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Coming up here in about 45 minutes, we'll get you caught up on a couple Aggies getting SEC honors. One of the more amazing Monday night football finishes ever. Major League Baseball wraps things up with as they close in on the pennants with a couple exciting games on that tap as well.
That was stupid. That football game, I saw the video of that this morning. That was just wrong.
I thought you were talking to Kevin. I was like, hey, now.
No. Now,
he only says that when the mics are off.
That's right. Oh. And again, I don't care anything about NFL, but wow, they just blew that one. They just did.
Anyway, yeah, big time.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. Anyway, it's fine. So it's Tuesday, huh?
Yes, it is.
Okay, we're going to find out about that Kyle Field thing today. That ought to be
exciting.
Yeah, I should. Hopefully I'm going to that meeting. So,
oh, yeah?
Yeah, okay. I'll be able to tell y'all an update.
What time is that?
It's at 10 o'clock. It's at the Hilton.
That'll be interesting because we've got the A&M presser then to follow that at about 11.
Ah, yeah, that'll be good. So now are you going to wear your Cleveland Indians cap as you always do when you're out in public?
Are you talking to me or
yeah,
talking
of course,
to Kevin?
Of course. You're the one who's the Cleveland Indians
I
fan.
I am. Oh, my poor little Indians. Oh.
Why didn't you pick a team that was good? Of course, actually, you know, they used to be good.
Well,
wasn't that
yes,
they
my did. Other favorite yeah. team is the Astros. So yeah, I'm well, just, that, I no. like the underdog, I guess.
You're going to be 0 for October, baby.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen. No, all right, so 81-year-old Joy Tompkins. Joy. She's 81. Her name is Joy. That's interesting.
I've met a remarkable number of mature women named Joy.
Oh, really? Okay, maybe that was popular.
I used to have
then.
A dance instructor named Joy.
There you go. So 81-year-old Joy Tompkins, who has, you know, that's the other thing I was thinking about yesterday as I was standing there looking at my lawn going, all right, you know, got to work on
are
that.
You were thinking about being 80?
No, I was thinking, it made me think about, you know,
just
as Kat came to work here, she was finishing up her master gardener class.
That's true. Do you need some help?
Well, I don't know. I thought maybe you could just do not just me, just maybe the tip of the day or something, you know.
So you've got a master's and you're a master gardener?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
so,
good heavens.
I'm certified.
Well, so the deal is, yeah, like maybe on the first day of every month you can tell us what we need to be doing in our lawn and garden.
Well, what if Neil Sperry gets jealous?
Well, no, we're not going to make you do it every day, and you're not going to tell funny jokes about tube tops. You ever heard his tube top line?
No.
He said, flower pots are like tube tops. They have all sizes.
Okay.
You know, to fit whatever you need.
I'm there going, you
he
go.
He does say a few really? Quirky things.
He
but
does
of course
say
I
quirky
say
things.
Quirky things, too. But, I can't judge.
But nonetheless, I'm just saying, you know, we might do that, like the first day or two of the new month. You
sure.
can tell all us.
Whatever, okay. whatever makes you happy,
well,
boss.
I'm just thinking, no, I mean, just, but that way you can actually put this master gardener thing that you've got to use. You
now,
can help the people in Nebraska's Valley.
I have a quick question.
All right.
So you're wanting to use my master gardening skills. Why not have a Victorian hour? We could talk about Victorian sensation
That's
novels.
One step over the line, Kat. You were doing so well up until that point.
I was thinking actually Sunday mornings about 7. You
there
could do
you go.
That.
Oh,
that'd,
there
be,
you go.
That'd be fine. Dude. Yeah. That, well, and, you know, once again, if it grows in popularity, then that's fine. We'd move it up to 8. But, you know, in the meantime. So 81-year-old Joy Tompkins, who is probably the most serious tattoo person you could find, after her husband suffered a slow and painful death, this woman, oh, she's from Great Britain, as a matter of fact, made the decision to let doctors know that she doesn't want to suffer the same fate when her time comes. Although she doesn't suffer from any terminal illness, Joy, who is the grandmother of 6, visited a tattoo parlor and has spent $10 for a do-not-resuscitate tat on her chest.
So she's got a DNR tattoo?
Exactly, exactly.
Hopefully she didn't get hepatitis while she got her tattoo.
I don't think so. But what was also interesting is that in addition to the DNR, she also got a PTO on her back, right by her right shoulder. Please turn over.
Oh, please.
Oh, 81-year-old Joy.
To say tag here on her big toe?
Something like that. Yeah.
We got a lot of info.
Mason.
So do you have to spread the skin so there aren't any wrinkles before you do the tattoo on the 81? Yes, I don't know. I just wondered.
It's too early in the morning.
Just thinking out loud there.
Yeah. I got to carry that middle picture in the head the rest
yes,
of the day.
Yes, you will. That's
if,
it.
If we're allowed to think out loud on this show, I'm just going to take that and run with it.
Uh-oh.
We're all doomed.
It's high school football Friday night as the St. Joseph Eagles take on Iola at 7:30 at the Emmanuel Glockson Athletic Complex in Bryan. Hear all the action on KACB 96.9 FM and KEDC 88.5 FM. St. Joseph Eagle football is made possible by
Memorial Funeral Chapel, Napa Auto Parts College Station, Kelly Bird Dozer, The Bank and Trust, Jackie Voss Allstate Insurance, and Jason Byinski, BCR Realtor.
Special thanks to all of our Eagle football sponsors.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Have you ever heard, Mom, the game is almost on. Can the team come over to watch? Or what about, Mom, can my roommates come stay for break? Or maybe you just need additional space for a loved one to come live with you. Whether you need to make changes for physical challenges or room for guests, remodeling can help you achieve the best scenario for your home. The holidays are approaching. Call us and let us help you find solutions today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Hey, good morning. It's 618, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Birthdays!
Oh, yeah. But first, it's National Voter Registration Day. Which, you know, I mean, if you want to, then you should.
ID or not.
Yeah, I mean, there's some people who just don't vote. I mean, we know that, but, you know.
If you don't vote, you're not allowed to complain.
That's what they say.
No
but, you
griping.
Know, guess what? People complain anyway. It's National Comic Book Day.
Ooh, wait, is that the same as Free Comic Book Day?
I don't know. I didn't know there was a free comic
there
book.
There is. I don't remember when it is, but you go to all your local comic book stores, and they'll have specific number of comic books. I mean, unfortunately, you can't go in and just take whatever comic book you want.
Oh.
But they have some specifically made Free Comic Book Day comic books.
If
which
only
is always
there
a
were
big
a
kick.
Way that we could find out when that would be. It'd be May the 4th.
May the 4th.
2013.
Okay. Well, that's
it'll be
exciting.
Saturday, May the 24th. I had no idea that that existed.
Me either.
Yeah. Well, usually there's like a free Archie comic, a free Simpsons comic, a free Marvel comic.
About to say they're probably not necessarily good.
Gosh, I'm just looking dorkier and dorkier.
No. That's you know, if you do the comic book thing, that's cool. I don't, you know, I don't know. That's just that was a part of my life that I really pretty much missed. I didn't do the comic book thing
Scott,
much at all.
It's not good to argue this early in the morning, but you're wrong. She is dorkier and dorkier.
Oh well, okay. That could well be.
Hey, that's I'll tell you something else. I actually was the cartoonist for my high school newspaper, so that is how dorky.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Okay.
That lifts it up a little.
So now, I mean, are you a pretty good artist? On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you say?
A scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah, all right.
Well, art is relative, Scott.
Okay, well, I mean, could people look at it and tell what it was that you were drawing?
It depends what I was trying to draw.
That's
if I tried
exactly
to draw
right.
you, they might say, why'd you draw a picture of a...
Yeah, go ahead. I'm listening. Now look what she's done.
Why are you drawing Mickey Rooney?
Mickey Rooney. There you go. No, but I mean, so you were a realist type cartoon. Now, how often did you have to draw for your school newspaper?
Whenever the paper came out. Basically, what happened was it was my freshman year. I was at a new school. I looked at the newspaper and I thought, there's no comics in this newspaper.
Is this the Rattler's Times or what?
I don't remember what it was. I think it was just called the Rattler.
The Rattler Picayune.
Yeah.
But what was fun was I didn't tell people it was me, and I just put KLM at the bottom of it.
Yeah.
And it was really a neat feeling to go into class, and I'm just this kind of nerd art and theater kid, mostly more art and nerdy.
And listening to what they were saying about the
cartoon.
Well,
they wouldn't really talk about it, but, you know, you sit there and the teacher's trying to talk, and everyone would, they would hand out the newspapers, and then everyone would flip it over to the back and look at the comic I drew.
Oh.
And so I just thought, well, that's nice.
So now, could you get editorial, could you editorialize, or was this just about,
Oh, well, I did do a few little comics that went along with stories, but my comic that was on the back was called Skunk McFidus. It was about this skunk in high school and his friend.
All right, we gotta save this. All right.
Skunk
okay.
McFidus. Yeah, we gotta find out more about this.
Yeah, put this aside. We'll do this later.
It had its own story going.
It was
a lot like Archie Comics. Anyway.
I gotta see pictures of Skunk McFidus.
I can draw you a picture of Skunk McFidus.
Ben said this. He's right. I mean, we found a female Tom Turby.
Yes.
Oh, no.
I mean, No. That's not...
Tom's a great guy.
No, that was just... It's kind of like you're peeling layers back and you're going... Oh my gosh, wait, let's peel. I mean, it's like, going through an onion. You pull back, you go, what? There's more?
So you're
what?
Saying I stink?
No.
Are you saying I'm an ogre? Is that what you're saying?
So anyway.
Ogres are like onions.
There you go. Ogres are like onions?
Yeah.
There's your quote of the day.
It's
Matt.
It's a Shrek quote. Shrek?
Okay. I think I saw Shrek.
Never mind. It would have been funny if you got it.
Okay, yeah. Well, as happens with many things. That's two quotes back to back. It would have been funny if you'd gotten it.
I would say, though, diseases aren't funny when you get them.
Well, that's probably true.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. I'm sorry. If I'm acting weird today, if I spontaneously punch you in the face or anything like that,
right.
I am on steroids today.
Oh, that's it, then.
And antibiotics.
No,
so.
That's the idea, then. Okay, now we know the secret. Okay.
Well, it's just today. I'm not joining any.
We give her the cocktail to get started. She's zooming. All right, now it's National Voter Registration Day. It's also, now this is kind of cool, and I don't know, Kevin, when you were a disc jockey.
Yes, sir.
You used to be a disc jockey.
Yes, sir, I do.
Today is National One-Hit Wonder Day. Did you ever do one of those where you just
absolutely.
Did one-hit wonders?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Boy, there are some out there. And so anyway, also today is National Museum Day. Now, why the hell they put that on a Tuesday, I don't understand.
It's for all the people who can't get off work.
Well, I know. Well, let's do this on a Saturday or something where people could do it. Yom Kippur begins at sundown, and we are to the day. 3 months away from Christmas, which the way I like to calculate it, so that you know, if you get paid twice a month, you got two in October, you got two in November, and you got one in December, so you're five paychecks away from Christmas.
Doomed!
All right, here are the birthdays.
All right, let me see. Michael Douglas and Kathy Zeta-Jones.
Yeah.
Celebrate the birthday on the same day.
Well, there's a slight 25-year difference between them.
68 for Michael, 43 for Miss Jones.
Okay.
Donald Glover. From Community's 29.
Uh-huh.
Chris Owen, 32. He was in American Pie. Jay Moore from Dodgeball is 35 today. Bridget Wilson, from Billy Madison. And she was also in The Wedding Planner.
Oh, yeah.
She's 39. Brian Dunkelman.
No, don't know him.
He was one of the original hosts of American Idol.
Of course
probably
he was.
That lasted one season with Ryan Seacrest.
Uh-huh.
Hal Sparks is 43. He did Talk Soup for a while.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the guys you see on VH1 all the time. That Will Smith guy, he's 44.
Uh-huh.
I love that man.
Scottie Pippen, quite possibly the ugliest NBA player in history, is 47. Heather Locklear is 51. Michael Madsen, who plays a bad guy in a lot of Quentin Tarantino movies,
sure.
is 55.
Uh-huh.
Anson Williams is 63.
Potsy
Weber.
Yeah.
Luke Skywalker, 61 today.
Yeah. Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill. Oh, incidentally, did you know he was a voice of Green Goblin in Spider-Man the cartoon?
I thought that was him, but I wasn't sure. Thank you.
Well, now you know.
Cheryl Teagues is 65.
Yeah. And Barbara Walters is 83. She looks great for 83.
You can't say Barbara Walters. You have to say Barbara Wawa.
Yeah. But really, she's Barbara 83. Huh? Okay. And Lee Norris from One Tree Hill? Never mind. Is that a TV show or a
yeah.
group?
Yeah, that came out about 8 years ago.
All right, got it. We're there. Okay.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
If this ambassador took the time to write in his journal he's concerned about his safety, if he wrote that in a personal journal, knowing that Benghazi is a hotbed of terrorist activity and training, and he put it in there, are you saying that you believe that the ambassador didn't send cables of some sort, communications to the State Department, his bosses, and other people, telling them that he fears for his safety? Because I don't believe that. I want to see the cables that were sent by the ambassador to whoever's at the State Department.
My dad's Mercedes E-Class has 26,000 miles on it, but I'm taking it to a billion zillion.
Of all the things you hand down to your children, very few will be of the quality of a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Because a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is 100% through and through a Mercedes-Benz. And right now, during our certified pre-owned sales event, you can get exceptional 1.99% financing on select models. Every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high. Plus, a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio.
Thanks in advance, Dad.
Hurry into the Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through October 1st. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned.
See dealer or call 1-800-4-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations. Not all customers are qualified for advertised APR and are subject to prior credit approval.
More opportunities for temp work. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Your chances of finding a seasonal job for the holidays are improving. Toys R Us is the latest big retailer to announce its hiring plans. The toy seller says it will add 45,000 temporary workers to handle the holiday rush at stores and distribution centers, 5,000 more than last year. The Japanese electronics maker Sharp plans to slash 11,000 jobs. The company says it will be cutting workers within and outside of Japan through the end of March. Stock market futures a little bit higher at this hour. Facebook shares fell 9% yesterday, closing below $21. Investors reacted to a report in Barron's that said shares of the social network are overvalued and could fall to $15. Caterpillar shares fell after hours. The heavy equipment maker lowered its forecast for earnings growth over the next few years, but said it could remain profitable even in a severe recession. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Here we have a rare treat, the keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads, long distances, using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move 1 ton of freight nearly 500 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
IBM System X, x86 servers, and a mid-sized company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common. IBM System X, x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:29. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. High today, about 94 degrees. Wow. Low tonight, around 71. We'll be right at 90, it appears, through the rest of the week. Hey, some good news. Got a chance of some showers. 30% on Friday and Friday night, and then 40% on Saturday. And Saturday looks like it's going to be cloudy because we'll have a high temperature of only 85. That sounds pretty good. Right now, humidity is 91%. Winds are from the south at 5. Fair skies, and it's 72.
Follow your passion. It's common career advice, and it may just be bad advice. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Business owners, are you short of your sales quota this month? Are you tired of cold calling blindly in search for targeted leads? There's still time to take advantage of Hoover's special free offer. Hoover's knows the secret to finding new business-to-business clients is to have a steady stream of targeted leads ready for you and your sales staff. That's why they've created a lead generation tool that makes it easy to find the right business-to-business leads fast. Get business contacts, their phone numbers, and direct email addresses in seconds with just a few clicks. Hoover's is so sure this powerful tool can rev up your sales, they want to offer you 50 free leads and a 24-hour free trial. That's right. Call Hoover's now and get 50 targeted leads of the businesses you want most as clients for free, plus a 24-hour free trial. Call 800-256-7715. That's 800-256-7715. Hit your sales quota this month. Call now, 800-256-7715.
How often have you heard the advice that the key to success is to follow your passion?
It is good, obviously, to feel passionate about what you do, but that's a different proposition than saying following your passion is a good idea, because following your passion implies that the passion exists in advance, which just isn't true for most people, and that's where we get into trouble.
Chip Newport, author of the book So Good They Can't Ignore You.
The message I try to get to people is that there's no one job you were meant to do. So the pressure is off, and you can turn your attention to, given the jobs available to me, how do I cultivate those into something I love?
If you don't know what your passion is, common advice is to think back what you liked to do when you were 12 or 13 years old.
And I don't buy that advice because, again, it goes to this idea that we were meant to do something, and that's how you end up happy in work. This is not what the evidence shows from the scientific research. It's not what the evidence shows when you go out and talk to people who love what they do. Passion is something that is cultivated over time.
So where did this idea of follow your passion come from?
You can actually track the occurrences of the phrase follow your passion in English printed literature. It really has its heyday in the 90s and 2000s. Before that, you don't see it showing up that often. So it's actually a relatively new idea, not some ironclad fact that's been around for decades.
Tomorrow, the real way people find passion in their work. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32 at 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Results of the first of two studies about moving A&M home football games out of town will be revealed this morning. One question being asked of elected leaders is whether to contribute hotel occupancy tax or hot money towards a future project. Katie Marie Lyles of the College Station City Council told us that if it's legal, there's enough hot funds to consider a contribution to A&M.
We have funds right now that aren't allocated towards anything. You know, and so right now I think we're looking at the best way to spend that and what to do. I don't think we should spend money just because we have it. We need to really look at it and do the best thing with that money and get the best return and use the hot tax what it's there for, absolutely. And so, no, I don't want to turn my back personally on anybody that we're currently funding through the hot tax. And so a lot of questions there, but I'm interested in looking at it.
An international firm hired by the Chamber of Commerce and CVB will present its findings to all interested parties this morning at 10 at the Hilton. It's back to the Department of Public Safety for former A&M System Deputy Chancellor Jay Kimbrough. Governor Perry moved Kimbrough in June to the state's Juvenile Justice Agency following an uptick in gang-related violence. After a new director was hired, Kimbrough has returned to DPS as Assistant Homeland Security Director. Kimbrough, who lives in College Station, took that job last September after he was fired by A&M System Chancellor John Sharp. A somewhat unusual fundraiser has been set up to benefit Bryan's Neighborhood and Youth Services Coordinator Ronnie Jackson after he was diagnosed with cancer in March.
He's been a great supporter, but it has been very frustrating. We allowed our friends to set up this website, and the idea was we could put items on there that we need help with around the house, and then also there's a PayPal link if somebody would like to contribute financially. You think you have insurance, great, everything's covered, but it's not, and it really adds up quickly.
Jackson's wife, Kelly Levy, says this type of fundraiser, as opposed to a chicken dinner where friends can come up and hug him, is much easier for him because complications have severely damaged his eyesight. Levy says Jackson will undergo surgery on Thursday to restore vision in one of his eyes. More details and the link to Jackson's webpage are available on our website, WTAW.com. A combined loss valued at $10,000 in theft and damages was reported at a building in North Bryan over the weekend.
At a residence in the 2500 block of Tabor Road, and the victim says between September 19th and 20th, they noticed that their storage shed had been disturbed out there. So they went to investigate to find that they had some power tools stolen and several other power tools damaged, in which several of the cords were removed.
John Agnew with the Bryan Police Department says that after officers responded and processed the crime scene, several persons of interest were identified in the area. He says possible charges are pending as investigation continues, and several items were recovered which will be returned to the victim. As lawmakers this week listen to testimony about public school finance, one group is hoping they'll say goodbye to Robin Hood.
The Texas School Coalition represents property-rich school districts, and Executive Director Christy Rome says the number of districts returning money to the state has reached a record-breaking 374.
That means that a third of districts in the state are property wealthy, and that just doesn't seem to be the case when you talk to people in those districts. And that the reason for this is that the state has not kept up with the investment in education in line with the same rate of growth that we've seen in property values.
Rome says half of the students in most property-rich districts educate children who qualify for free and reduced lunch. She says with more than $1 billion returning to the state each year, recapture is no longer fulfilling its original purpose. In Austin, Diane Hodges, TSN News.
And in Huntsville, former Army recruiter Cleve Foster is hoping the U.S. Supreme Court postpones his execution for a fourth time. The 48-year-old Foster is set to die this evening for the shooting death of a 30-year-old woman he and a buddy met 10 years ago at a Fort Worth bar. Her body was found the next day. The High Court is considering an appeal that contends Foster is innocent and had poor legal help at his trial and during early stages of his appeals. State attorneys say the appeal is meritless and merely a delaying tactic. Foster's one of two men sent to death row for the death of Mary Powell on Valentine's Day 2002. His partner, Skeldon Ward, died of cancer in prison while awaiting execution. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 70 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. We'll have more news at 7:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're a small business owner that is currently covered by the Scott & White Health Plan, this message is for you. Hi, this is Karen Herzog with Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. If you don't already know, Van Dyke Rankin has been selected as an inaugural member of an elite team for new and existing Scott & White Health Plan members. This means we are one of the few who can provide the absolute best support and service to your current medical plan at no additional cost. Look me up, Karen Herzog, VanDykeRankin.com.
Having a swimming pool is an investment in family fun and an investment in your home's value. The Pool Guy has over 28 years' experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. Trust the Pool Guy to build a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool within a comfortable budget. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of fun. Visit the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center or call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
Brazos RV buyers, check this out. The weather's getting cooler. The deals are getting hotter on fifth wheels and toy haulers at RV Station in Bryan. Grab your motorcycle, your four-wheeler, whatever means fun to your family, and hit the road this fall in a brand new Puma 27 SBU. Take $7,700 off MSRP. Are you ready for this? Travel the country in style and luxury in a brand new V-Cross BCF 305. Take $15,900 off MSRP. RV Station, the best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Brands like Jayco, Puma, Raptor, and many more. Brands built to last for decades. Before you make a buying decision, hurry to RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, or shop over 250 campers online. RVStationOnline.com.
Take a vacation with RV Station.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979
800-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Here's David Schulte explaining the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
The Bulletproof Roof Guarantee is a concept that began with the fact that various products and service providers offer you warranties and guarantees. When you go to use those warranties and guarantees, you find out they're full of holes. They don't cover and protect you the way they should. We want to create a roof installation along with its warranties and guarantees that wouldn't be full of holes. In other words, bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
What can you do to slow down the aging process? Find out in the upcoming winter issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine. Brazos Wellness is a local health and wellness publication filled exclusively with local articles from local experts. Articles about breast cancer awareness, mental health, and senior wellness are also included in this issue. To advertise in the Brazos Wellness Magazine, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting, 695-9595. That's 695-9595.
Hey, good morning. It's 641. Let's do some weather. Brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
It's still going to be a very warm day during today with a fair amount of sunshine, though there will be some occasional high clouds around. We'll call it partly sunny overall, near 90 during this afternoon. Tonight, some scattered clouds, low temperature, low 70s. Partly sunny skies continue on Wednesday, and close to 90 then, in the 70s at night. And we'll see a bit more cloud cover coming up on Thursday, upper 80s to low 90s. This is meteorologist Gary Best for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Two Aggs get SEC awards. Chalk another one up for the refs in Monday Night Football last night. And an 18-year-old from Bryan, she's a shooter, and got the medal on the national stage yesterday. We'll share that coming up in a bit.
There you go. All right, let's see what we got going. Oh, so the president is in New York today.
Yeah?
He'll be on
the VU.
Yeah, he'll... Well, that's... Yeah, but that's not why he's really in New York. He's supposed to...
Really? I thought it was to be on The View.
Yeah, no. He's meeting with the United Nations in the General Assembly there. He's going to do that.
Oh.
Now, you're right. He's going to be on The View. Somehow, some way, I'm shocked that he has no time for any one-on-one meetings with world leaders while he's in New York.
He's doing The View.
But, yeah. Got to stop in and do The View, because that's important. When it comes to all the important meetings, he's going to have the Hillster handle that. Hillary Clinton will be handling all the important meetings that go on.
But he's the president.
I know. And again, one would think.
Doesn't have time to meet with Benjamin Netanyahu.
Yep, but he
could. But can be on The View.
Yeah, and he, you know, last week was on the Pimp with a Limp show in Miami.
Yeah.
He was on.
I've never even heard of that show.
Well, no, it's not on its market, but yeah, he had time to do that. And he has time to talk about his favorite chill. He can do that. And when we do the Rush update today, you'll hear about all the rounds of golf he's had time to play. But he really doesn't have any time to be talking to other people who are in, you know, leading government and stuff like that.
Right.
Because, you know, he's got priorities after all.
The View.
The View, sure.
It is Barbara's birthday.
Oh, that's true. So in that, yeah, that's the reason.
He's got to go see Bubba Wawa.
Not going to have that many more, so you do that.
Oh.
Voter ID. Oh. I know, isn't that horrible? Voter ID laws are already quite controversial. A new study will probably make them even more so. It finds that more than 10 million Latino American citizens, okay, that's the new name now, could be prevented. Now, it says here, more than 10 million Latino American citizens could be prevented from voting thanks to new laws in 23 states, numbers so high that it could swing election results in key battleground states. Now, if they are in fact citizens, if they don't vote, it sounds to me like it's their own fault.
I have a question.
All right.
So if they really want to make everything fair and make sure that everyone is registered who's voting, everyone is a citizen, you know, everyone is born. They all have a birth certificate. I'm not saying that some person out there can't, like, fake a birth certificate, but, you know, that way, if they absolutely refuse to let people use picture ID, why can't you use Social Security number or a birth certificate? Because theoretically, you should be the only person with that specific one.
Well, you could, yeah, you could.
Or
you should make
if they want to fingerprint us anyway.
Oh, now wait a minute. Now. Wait, the next thing you know, you're going to be saying we need to put chips under our skin. We're doing that now.
Yeah, and a 666 on my forehead.
Yeah, exactly. The mark of the beast and all that kind of stuff. But no, I mean, you bring up a good point. And the deal is, of course, there are so many people who don't want to be involved in the government. They would rather be kind of, you know, under the radar. I forget who came up with the idea, and that was, why don't you have FedEx track everybody?
Cause, that's, you know, a great idea.
Look how many packages they can handle. I mean, they take care of that. They can take a
was that it must have been a politician
well,
that came up with that
no,
idea.
No, it was probably a comedian who was speaking the truth. A politician would run away from that because it's something they could probably even do. In 16 states, Latinos were unfairly targeted in purges of those suspected of not being citizens. In 9 states, new citizens who have not yet gotten the required photo ID would have to be put out of time and money to do so. 1 state requires proof of citizenship in order to register to vote. Now, President Obama, for his part, is leading Mitt Romney among Hispanic voters by a big old margin at 70 to 30. But again, in states where will they turn out to vote? And that's one of the things. See, the three of us can't really comment on that.
Well, see, I thought the Latino vote was sort of half and half. Like, I thought depending on their own personal story, they would side with either side.
Well,
like,
I know what you're saying. Yes,
traditionally, Hispanics vote Democratic, though.
Right, they do, which is interesting because some of the values that you find embraced by the Democrat Party would not necessarily fall within the realm of what many Latinos would individually feel. And so, you know, without parsing that out too much, that's kind of a broad statement, but that does say it. The deal is, though, there are so many people who either are in the process of documentation, are not documented. They are scared of the government. And so for that case, and that's what concerns the Democrats is, you know, if you start making people register with the government when in fact they may have been here illegally at one point, then they will shy away from that. They won't go and do that. Yet every day, how many times do you have to show your ID for things less important than voting?
Like buying a Subway sandwich.
Oh, really?
They card you for Subway?
Only if you write, please check ID on the back.
Okay.
I'm never going to do that again.
I hear you, yeah. Well, the other thing is, though, if you buy cigarettes, for instance, if you buy tobacco, I mean, you have to show a picture ID to be able to prove that you're old enough to do that. And somehow I think that voting is more important than smoking. I may be wrong.
I was going to say, you got to show it if you get Cerveza.
Yeah, that's right. You got to do that. So, I mean, not sure. It's interesting there.
And even if you do show it, if you're with someone who's a minor, you still can't buy it.
Yeah.
Like my brother and his wife were at the store. They're both over 21, and one of them didn't have the ID, and she wasn't even. Yeah,
that's just the store preference.
Yeah.
Yeah, the store makes that decision. Hello.
You know, I realize the Hispanic vote is, you know, 70-30 Democrat, but you also have to realize that most of the Hispanics live in states that are not going to come into play anyway.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's
an interesting point.
It is. It's a good point because we're not using the popular vote. Hello.
Hey. Yeah, but you got to use a photo ID to claim one of your prizes that you give away.
You know, you're exactly right. Let's talk about what's really important.
ID to vote, photo ID to get something from WTAW.
If you, by God, if you want that koozie, you better show the ID. That's it.
Right now at Batteries Plus, you can save $15 on any of the hundreds of laptop or netbook batteries we carry, which means you won't have to worry about your laptop losing power and shutting down unexpectedly. Batteries Plus, the replace-it place. Savings after mail-in rebate. Other exclusions may apply. See store for details.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman now through September 30th and earn a $15 reward card with the purchase of laptop batteries. Batteries Plus, the replace-it place.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 29th, it's cool season forages. It's time to think about fall forages, and we'll discuss types and management tips to help you be more successful.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
The beginning of the school year brings a lot of new Texans to our borders. Word is it's harder to garden here than it is in the north or the east, but that's not exactly true. All that gardening in Texas involves is a readjustment of thinking. Whether you're a brand new Texas gardener or an old timer who's gardened here for years, it's always good to step back and look at the true facts. The basics in Texas gardening right after this message. It's my 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar in production right now. This is our pre-production offer, and you need to contact us right away if you'd like to save 38% on the calendar that will tell you when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. More than 10,000 words. That's a lot of information on when to do the important tasks in gardening in the Lone Star State. I save my best photos each year for the calendar. It makes a lovely publication. I will guarantee your satisfaction with it, or I'll refund every penny you pay. Now, here is the best way to save 38% on the calendar: by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. It's 26 years we've been publishing the magazine. Each has been designated as the best of its kind in America. The calendar, a full year of our magazine, all just $36.95, $3 postage on the calendar. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. If we're going to talk about basics in Texas gardening, let's begin by addressing our growing season. Texas is blessed with warm weather. For 7 or 8 months, about all you see is sunshine. Don't be confused, however, into the assumption that you'll have an 8-month growing season for all your flowers and vegetables. In reality, you're given two relatively short growing seasons, spring and fall, separated by a time of extremely hot weather when the plants essentially go dormant. That's why it's so very critical that we all invest time and space in a fall vegetable garden. And that's why so many plants do better in the fall if they're planted in July or August and allowed to mature in fall's cooler weather. Stick with adapted plants. If you're from somewhere else, whether it's from another part of the country or just from another part of this great and diverse state, stick with the plants that grow well in your new home. Native plants are fine as long as they're adapted. No matter where you live in Texas, you'll find at least 200 varieties of shrubs and 40 or 50 types of trees that are willing and eager to prove their worth in your plantings. Some of these will be native, others won't. It's silly to invest time and effort in plants that won't be so cooperative. Have your soils tested. Texas is not blessed with outstanding soils, and so you want to have a soil test run on your flower beds and vegetable gardens, and then another soil test run on your landscape beds and turf grass about every 2 or 3 years. Interestingly, Interstate 35 becomes a dividing line in many respects. East of I-35, most of the soils will be acidic or neutral. West of I-35, you need to expect alkaline soils with shallow, rocky outcroppings. You'll see more fungal diseases the farther east of I-35 you go. You'll see more iron deficiency the farther west you go. Although there will be exceptions, a couple of rules of green thumb. You lose an inch of rainfall on average for about every 17 miles you go west in Texas, and you gain or lose 1 week of the growing season at each end of the growing season for each 100 miles you go south or north in the state. Texas is a great state, but it can also be confusing. The best thing you can do is to practice and keep paying attention. Keep a log of what you do, what works and what doesn't, when it worked and when it didn't, and talk to an independent retail garden center operator. I'm Neil Sperry. Beware of fall insects. I'll have details in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. Record-setting return specialist Dustin Harris earned co-special teams Player of the Week honors after shredding South Carolina's punt return team for 246 yards and a long one.
Picked up, gets a block, gets another block. Harris cuts it back. Up the sideline he goes, over the punt of the beat.
And he did, and went untouched the rest of the way to score the 96-yard touchdown against South Carolina. He shares that award, by the way, with South Carolina's Ace Sanders. Moving now to Monday Night Football, in a bizarre ending that capped a tough week for replacement officials, the Seattle Seahawks beat the Green Bay Packers 14-12 on Russell Wilson's disputed 24-yard touchdown pass to Golden Tate on the final play.
And this play has got to be reviewed as it's a scoring play. M.D. Jennings had the ball as much as
Golden Tate did. They both went to the ground at the same time. In fact, the officials are still digging at the players to see who has the ball. Neither player will give up the ball.
Now, quarterback Wilson scrambled from the pocket, threw it to the corner of the end zone. Tate shoved Green Bay's Sam Shields out of the way, then wrestled with MD Jennings for possession after Jennings got both hands on the ball. Here's Tate after the catch and after the game.
I didn't know who they gave it to, so I just made sure I kept my hands on it. Me and the defender and I both fought for it, and you know I couldn't hear any whistles. I didn't know what the ruling was, so I just tried to keep fighting for it. I heard it was a touchdown, and you know there we go.
And I can promise you, it won't be the last we've heard of this one. Turning out of Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals beat Houston last night, 6-1.
Now the pitch, Molina hits it deep left center field. It's a goner. Oh, did he tattoo that one?
That moves St. Louis 3.5 games ahead of Milwaukee and Los Angeles for the final National League wildcard berth. Adrian Beltre singled in the winning run in the ninth inning last night.
Now the pitch. Molina hits it deep. Left center field.
Sorry about that.
A swing and a shot up the middle. Base hit. The Rangers win. A screaming smash up the middle. Past the dive of the second baseman, Pennington. The Rangers win it 5-4, and Beltre is mobbed at first base.
And that sends the magic number for the Rangers to 5. They've got a 5-game lead over the A's in the AL West. Face-to-face meeting between top officials from the NHL and NHL Players Association from yesterday managed to go absolutely nowhere. And one quick one, Texas A&M sophomore goalkeeper Jordan Day was named SEC Defensive Player of the Week. That's the fourth consecutive week the Aggies have put somebody on that team. And congrats to 18-year-old Bryan resident Brandy Drozd. I hope that's how you say it. She won a silver medal in the International Shooting Sports World Finals in Slovenia yesterday.
Wow.
I thought that was kind of cool.
That's not near here.
No, it is not.
It's quite a road trip. Very good.
That's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryan. Still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
What can you do to slow down the aging process? Find out in the upcoming winter issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine. Brazos Wellness is a local health and wellness publication filled exclusively with local articles from local experts. Articles about breast cancer awareness, mental health, and senior wellness are also included in this issue. To advertise in the Brazos Wellness Magazine, call Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting, 695-9595. That's 695-9595.
Business owners, a word from Suddenlink. You know, you can save money and be more efficient. Call Suddenlink Business today and ask about business phone, unlimited starting as low as $29.95, and that includes unlimited local and U.S. long-distance calling, plus call waiting, caller ID, and three-way calling, plus more. You'll save up to 30% versus the phone company, and you can get email delivery on your voicemail. Plus, you get to keep the same equipment, the same phone number, and you've got these features, which may be more than you've had before. Crystal clear connectivity. No restriction on the number of lines, so it can grow right along with your business. Plus, you have one call, one bill, one company. You take that and bundle it with high-speed internet. It increases your efficiency, and it'll save you money. Plus, they've got special tech support at suddenlinkbusiness.com. So give them a call, special number, 595-2413, 595-2413. Ask for Chad Cowan or one of his folks, and they will get you on the road to saving money with business solutions from the folks at Suddenlink.
Right now, BMW is having its first ever BMW certified pre-owned sales event. And with exceptional offers through BMW Financial Services, you can get a BMW that looks and performs so new, it's hard to tell that it's pre-owned. So hurry into the first ever BMW certified pre-owned sales event and take your first on-ramp in your new BMW today. Newer certified pre-owned, we only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Save the date. Saturday, November 10th is Royalty Pecan's Pecan Harvest Festival. This is a free event, and you won't believe what Royalty Pecans has planned for you and your family. From food, drinks, games, giveaways, and pecan bake show, to hayrides, orchard tours, wine tasting, even a 5K run through the trees, and more. Saturday, November 10th at Royalty Pecans. It's their Pecan Harvest Festival. For more info or vendor and sponsorship opportunities, visit royaltypecans.com or call 979-272-3904.
1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Marriott Homes voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hey, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information or samples. Go to BrazosBounty.com to get your business there. 72 right now, high of 94 today. Got a chance of rain later this week. WTAW, College Station, Brian.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. How to stop Iran and how to contain all that anti-American Muslim rage. Two big topics for President Obama when he addresses the UN General Assembly this morning. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley live at the UN in New York.
President Obama will warn Iran, saying that time is not unlimited to reach a diplomatic solution and that the U.S. will never accept that a nuclear Iran could be contained. He will say anti-American rioting will never force the U.S. to backtrack on diplomacy, urging unity in the face of the Muslim outrage directed against the United States over the online movie excerpts insulting the Prophet Muhammad and Islam. He will also say the attacks of the last 2 weeks are an assault not just on America, but on the very ideals on which the United Nations was founded. Dave?
Now, Courtney, before the president's address, Mitt Romney will be at a hotel in New York calling for change in U.S. foreign aid. Then the Republican will go to Ohio to start a three-day bus tour. In California, some people remain evacuated from a wildfire in San Diego County.
Unbelievable. It came through. I've never been so scared in my life.
20 homes have burned down. Inside one of them, a man who refused to leave was found dead. It's happened again in the NFL. Replacement refs swirled in controversy.
Who has it? Who they give it to? Touchdown!
A wild ending in the end zone last night on ESPN. Angry Packer fans think the Seahawks stole a win. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson has more live.
Seattle quarterback Russell Wilson threw the pass. Eventually, the referees, that receiver, ruled that Golden Tate caught it.
It was a great catch, great play. Obviously, it's a tough call.
Wilson loved it, even though the cameras showed that Tate shoved one Packer defender and shared possession of the ball with another.
That's still their mistake, and it just needs to end.
A disgusted Packer fan, one of many not happy with yet another NFL game decided by mistaken calls by the replacement refs, Dave.
Yeah, Rich, the regular NFL refs remain locked out in a contract dispute. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Apply for the new ExxonMobil Smart Card and pave your road with savings. Subject to credit approval, ExxonMobil Smart Card holders can save 6 cents a gallon at Exxon and Mobil stations. Each billing cycle that you purchase 45 gallons, your savings kick in, and you'll automatically receive a 6 cents a gallon rebate for the first gallon up to 100 gallons. Get details at ExxonMobilCard.com and learn why more and more smart drivers are heading to Exxon and Mobil stations.
Listeners, here's an amazing way to earn quit your job money from home. IncomeAtHome22.com wants listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. IncomeAtHome22.com. IncomeAtHome22.com. That's IncomeAtHome22.com.
Surviving and Thriving. There couldn't possibly be a better, more positive name for the 10th annual Local Breast Cancer Awareness Luncheon. Join us as we celebrate this wonderful event featuring popular television celebrity and breast cancer survivor Leslie Mouton. Your contribution will directly benefit St. Joseph Cancer Services and the local cancer society. It's a great time for a great cause. The Hilton, Monday, October 8th. Survivingandthriving.org. 731-1231.
Hey, Brian, College Station, it's your friend Sean Hannity. Now, I'm not going to tell you who to vote for in the next election, but when it comes to selling your home, there's only one real estate team in Brian College Station that you need to talk to. That's Jen and Greg Zweiker of Zweiker & Associates in Keller Williams. The National Association of Realtors reports that the average real estate agent only sells 5 homes per year and spends less than $300 to market your home. Zweiker & Associates, they invest thousands of dollars on intelligent, aggressive marketing that attracts hundreds of buyers each and every month, and on average, they sell multiple homes every single week. Zweiker & Associates will partner with you to help you accomplish your goals. They will advise you on staging and preparing your home for sale. They'll also communicate with you throughout the entire process and aggressively follow up on all showings. Now, their team strategy equals results for you. Cast your vote today for Zweiker and Associates. Call right now, 324-4796. That's 324-4796, and you can start packing.
Welcome to the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ. We all want to enjoy life, but do we put too much stock in our life here on earth? We have heard it said, everyone wants to go to heaven, but no one wants to go now. Is this the attitude with which we should approach life? We are told what a Christian's outlook on life should be in 2 Corinthians 5:6. It says, therefore we are always confident, knowing that, while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. In Philippians 1:21, Paul says, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. How many of us consider dying a good thing? Paul was confident in the fact that he would one day be with Jesus, but until that day he understood that his purpose in life was to serve Christ. In John 14:2, Jesus says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Friends, this world is not our home. We should all be serving Christ as we live and be looking forward to the day when we can be in his presence. Thank you for listening. This has been the Bible Minute.
Find complete nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Since 1972, the Sevcek family has owned and operated Sevcek Service Center. Whether you need a flat tire fixed or an engine replaced, Sevcek's has experienced, knowledgeable mechanics on staff to get the job done. Sevcek's is open 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. In most cases, you can drop your car or truck off in the morning, pick it up in the afternoon. And Sevcek's has a full-service gas island where you can get the fluid levels and tire pressure checked while filling up. Sevcek Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. This morning, you are invited to hear the findings of an economic impact study concerning whether A&M home football games will be moved out of town to improve Kyle Field. College Station City Councilwoman Katie Marie Lyles was asked on WTAW's Infomaniacs about local hotel occupancy tax money assisting A&M.
First, I'm going to consult our attorney and see if legally we can do that, you know, because we've had no discussions within, you know, executive session or anything like that. And so my first question would be, can we even do that before we dream up these dreams? Because we do support Texas A&M as well as other entities within our community and our city. But can we even do that? Is that something we should even look at? And so I would be interested in looking to see if legally we could even do that, you know, because we do have some funds there before we actually come up with a master plan of what we're going to do with the Hawk.
Lyle says if it's legal, the city could give A&M hotel tax money without cutting current recipients. This morning's presentation by the CVB and Chamber will start at 10 at the Hilton. A total of 5 vehicles were burglarized in Bryan over the weekend, with 4 of the burglaries believed to have been related. Officer John Agnew says there are simple ways to lessen thieves' opportunities and motivation to steal.
We do like to remind our citizens to remember, when it comes to burglary of motor vehicles, items that are displayed in the vehicle are like advertisement to a criminal walking by, and to always lock their doors on their vehicles, as a lot of burglars recently have been pulling on handles just looking to get into a vehicle to snoop around. So locking your car doors is the first step.
Agnew advises citizens to hide their items of interest so that thieves are not tempted to break in. The 5 burglaries took place near the Z Islander Apartments on Welburn, Lucky Street, Pecan Street, Turkey Creek Road, and Rock Hollow Loop. The former deputy chancellor of the A&M system has returned to the state's number 2 Homeland Security post. Jay Kimbrough of College Station had spent the last 4 months as interim executive director of the state's Juvenile Justice Agency. Kimbrough announced Monday he's back at the Department of Public Safety. That follows the hiring of a new juvenile justice director. Kimbrough began his DPS position last September after he was fired from the A&M system post by Chancellor John Sharp. Bryan's Neighborhood and Youth Services Coordinator Ronnie Jackson is used to helping others. Wife Kelly Levy says that's why it feels so odd to be on the receiving end since Jackson began his battle with cancer.
The one good thing is it's shown us how many people do care about us, and has shown us that when we do that for other people, we know now what an impact it made on them. People have been feeding us and taking our child places and coming to visit with Ronnie, so it's really made us aware of the blessings in our lives.
Levy says the family has had a great number of expenses, so friends created a fundraising website to benefit him. At WTAW.com, you can hear the full interview with Levy and find a link to the website. Raising taxes on sugary drinks and beer were both suggested by state legislators as methods of funding public education. TSN's Austin Bureau Chief Chris Fox has more.
Establishing a state sales tax and doing away with local property taxes was promoted by State Senator Robert Duncan of Lubbock. Talmadge Heflin, the former state rep turned Texas Public Policy Foundation analyst, suggests widening the sales tax base.
If you replace all of the property tax and expand the sales tax base to every item that is taxed in any state, the rate can be 11%. We think that that's more realistic.
A state income tax was suggested, raising taxes on beer and sugary drinks brought up as alternative revenue sources. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
And a North Texas man has been arrested in the 2011 deaths of his ex-girlfriend and their year-old son, whose bodies were found during a fire. Arlington police say the couple allegedly had argued over child support issues. Arlington City Jail records show 29-year-old Thomas Olivas of Bedford was being held Tuesday on a capital murder charge. Bond has been set at $1 million for Olivas, who was arrested Monday night at a bar in Hearst. Officials say 26-year-old Michelle Gandy had been stabbed and she died at the scene of the fire at her Arlington apartment. Her son, Asher Olivas, died as a result of the March 2011 blaze. Jail records did not list an attorney for the defendant. WTAW News Time is 7:10 at 70 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're looking for affordable, durable, beautiful flooring, look no further than Zwirneman Flooring. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall, football, and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800 for the best price, service selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Are you tired of the song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there is a choice. America's Choice. Founded in 1995, America's Choice certified roofing crews have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. They install all types of roofing from composition to metal. They have the presidential roof that offers a 20 to 50 year warranty. See the details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. They employ two insurance adjusters to help with all your insurance claims. If quality workmanship and affordable prices are important to you, then make the right choice in America's Choice Roofing. Call for a free roofing estimate today at 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-5-MY-ROOF. 855-569-7663. See all details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. America's Choice.
Searching for a laid-back evening with comfortable seating and the opportunity for quiet conversation? Downtown Uncorked in historic downtown Bryan is the solution to the chaotic bar scene or formal restaurant. Over 100 bottles of wine, 20 domestic and craft beers, pizzas, appetizers, and desserts are on the menu. Check Facebook for daily specials and upcoming events such as Pinterest Tuesdays, Women Gone Wine Wednesdays, and Canvas and Cabs. Downtown Uncorked. Life's fast. Uncork. Sip slow.
When it comes to managing your diabetes, Bayer's new Contour Next EZ blood glucose meter makes testing easy. You also get exceptional accuracy because it uses the next generation Contour Next test strip for close to lab test results. And all this at the lowest everyday price of all major brands. Find Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter at your neighborhood HEB pharmacy for $9.99 this week. Upgrade today. Offer good from September 19th through September 26th. Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter. Ease, accuracy, and savings. Now that's a powerful combination.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:14, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's time for the weather, brought to you by Brazos Valley Recycling. Whether you're trying to conserve nature or trying to conserve money, Brazos Valley Recycling, your go-to guys. Check them out today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
We're still looking at a very warm weather pattern for the next several days and really don't see any rain in sight, at least on through Thursday. Mostly to partly sunny for today, close to 90 this afternoon. Tonight, just some scattered clouds and low 70s overnight. We stay partly sunny during the day Wednesday, and again, the temperature closing in on 90. It'll become partly cloudy, low 70s on Wednesday night, and Thursday, partly sunny to mostly cloudy at times, temperatures within a few degrees of 90. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports, working with my six-year-old for counting backwards, so we're going to do that here. Two SEC awards for the Aggies, one international silver medal for a Brian Shooter, and zero the chance the NFL or the NHL and the players will resolve the lockout, plus a bizarre ending to Monday Night Football that we'll get to here in about close to the top of the hour.
It wasn't bizarre. It was stupid and wrong. I mean, that was just wrong.
I would agree.
Golly.
I would agree.
And if you see it, what happens is two officials converge. Both of them look down. One of them raises his hand as a touchdown, and the other one looks at him and goes, well, you couldn't hear what he said, but, huh? Do what? Anyway.
All that was missing was the soundtrack from a cartoon. No.
Anyway, that's, if that doesn't get the regular officials back, I don't know what will. And,
well, Matt Schaub lost part of his ear for the Houston Texans over the weekend.
That's what I heard.
Yuck.
Yeah.
On a blow to the head that wasn't called.
Yeah, I didn't know about that.
It was nasty.
Well, so
Von Miller hit him the first time, and the next play he got a clock cleaned by another player.
So, I mean, did they find...
Are they playing rugby or football?
Yeah.
Did they find the piece of ear, or do we know?
I think it's just gone forever.
Wow.
It's
okay.
It's compost.
Vaporized, so yeah. To speak. Yeah. So now, we had the story this morning. Kat had the story this morning about.
Well, at least they can grow ears on rats' backs.
Well, they can. Yes, that's true.
If he really
remember seeing the picture of that.
Wants his own ear.
I don't know that Matt cares that much, to be honest with you. But you know,
he got enough money though. He could just buy him a new ear.
He could buy a new ear. Wouldn't matter. He could do anything he wanted with that.
So, story for Kat.
Yeah, well, she did the story this morning about, and you know, it's common sense that when you leave your car, you shouldn't leave anything on the seat that would be an advertisement for people to get in there.
Correct.
And sometimes people will bust your windows out even if you don't have anything.
They will. But Officer Agnew also mentioned that they're just crimes of opportunity where people come in and they just try the door handle, right?
I've been in Waco sitting with a friend talking in her car, and it was night. She had, like, dropped me off, but I hadn't gotten out of the car yet. And we were just sitting there talking, and some man came up and grabbed our door like he thought it was a car with nobody in it. And we were like, what are you doing?
That's a little scary.
It was kind of creepy.
Well, you must have been sitting in a really dark place for
that
to happen.
It was dark. Yeah. It was just a neighborhood, and it was dark.
Learned to not do that again, did you? A passerby who told investigators that he wanted to take something, very nice, from an idling car, spotted in a ditch in Houston, instead found the body of a man in the trunk. Did you hear about this?
Oh,
no!
My gosh.
Okay.
No.
The guy had been shot. There was a bag of pills found stuffed inside his pants. The passerby was driving on the road with his wife and his four-month-old when he spotted this gold four-door car nose down in the ditch. The car was running. The windshield wipers were on. Nobody was inside it. The passerby told investigators he looked through the window for something he could take. That's what he told him. I just looked in there to see if I could steal something.
So how did he end up looking in the trunk, finding the body?
He was trying to find more stuff to take.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Way to kick somebody when they're down.
Imagine that. He's pretty well down. Imagine that conversation with your wife. Of course, the four-month-old can't understand what you're saying, but gosh, what an example. Gosh, there's a car in the ditch. Let's pull over and let me see if I can find something to steal.
Of course, unless she was the one saying, you know, you don't make enough money.
It
get
could
on
be
down
that.
There and
could
check out that gold car.
Listen to Kat throwing the females under the bus.
I'm just saying. You got to be fair.
Anyway, so here's what happens is here's the car in the ditch, okay? Windshield wipers going, nobody inside. He says he looks to see if he can take something. Then he grabbed the keys from the ignition, to look for the stereo speakers that were in the trunk.
Oh, my God.
That way he could remove them. Oh, instead, my gosh, by golly.
Fingers all over a crime scene.
That's right. He found a body with pills stuffed in the pocket.
How long ago was that?
Well, that was, I don't know, I guess in the last 48 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
So there you go. All right, with pork costs rising, Great Britain facing a real problem over there. They got a real problem over there. And I mention it there because it may start there and spread worldwide, but Great Britain is now facing a bacon and sausage shortage.
No.
As farmers cut back on their herd size, the problem may soon be global, and that would be sad.
Of course, what makes breakfast in bed so special is you're lying down and eating bacon, the most beautiful thing on earth.
Yeah.
Bacon's the best. Even the frying of bacon sounds like applause. It's like, ah! Yay, bacon! You want to know how good bacon is? To improve other food, they wrap it in bacon. If it weren't for bacon, we wouldn't even know what a water chestnut is.
Thank you, bacon. Sincerely, Water Chestnut III.
And those bits of bacon like the fairy dust of the food community.
You don't want this baked potato?
Bring! Now it's your favorite part of the meal. Not interested in a salad? Bibbidi-bobbidi bacon! I'll just turn it into an entree. But once you put bacon in a salad, it's no longer a salad. Just becomes a game of find the bacon and the lettuce.
Right.
That's it.
Like you're panning for gold. Eureka! Bacon! Not many ways to prepare bacon. You can either fry it or get botulism. It's amazing the shrinkage that occurs. You start with a pound, you end up with a bookmark. Really, the only bad part about bacon is it makes you thirsty for more bacon. I never feel like I get enough bacon. At breakfast, it's like they're rationing it. Here's your 2 strips of bacon. I want more! More bacon! Whenever you're at a brunch buffet and you see that big metal tray filled with 4,000 pieces of bacon, don't you almost expect a rainbow to be coming out of it? I found it! I found the source of all bacon! That bacon tray is always at the end of the buffet. You regret all the stuff on your plate.
Yeah.
What am I doing with all this worthless fruit? I should have waited.
Jim Gaffigan on
I love
bacon.
Jim Gaffigan.
He is the greatest. But, I mean, the problem may soon be global. In a recent press release, the UK's National Pig Association, that's what they're called, okay? The National Pig Association.
I'm part of the NPA.
That's it. Warning that the world shortage of pork and bacon next year is now unavoidable. So, we're not giving you investment advice, but pork bellies is, you know.
I'm going to start hoarding bacon.
That becomes bacon. You know, that's what pork bellies is all about, is bacon.
I'm going to build a smoking shack out behind my apartment.
Could do that. You know, that'd work out.
Unless
just
hobo
fine.
Ends up taking up residence in there.
Yeah, work the hobo. Hello.
Doesn't England have the gentleman who had his tongue insured because he tasted bacon? It's a very sad thing.
Oh, I don't know.
They had a guy that insured his tongue, but it wasn't for bacon, it was for ice cream.
Why? Because he
was one of the, like, an official tester, and like he's got a golden spoon and the whole nine yards.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't get out a lot.
I was gonna say, I mean, do you want
there's
that?
There's two of us, Kevin.
But do you want that for ice cream? I mean, I'm not sure. If you were like an ultimate tester, you know, what would you want to be testing? And I guess ice cream is
bacon.
Be all right.
I'd want to taste bacon.
Well, but bacon, see, now, you know, and I don't know.
Yeah, but would you want to ruin your love for bacon forever?
I would not stop loving bacon.
Here's my argument. Here's my problem is they've started messing with bacon. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, putting it in all kinds of weird stuff.
Well, or just making flavored bacon. You know, now the peppered bacon is kind of okay, but, you know, you say they've got like jalapeno bacon and.
They have jalapeno bacon.
Yeah. I've seen that. I'm going, why would you take something really good and mess it up? But
although a cheese filled jalapeno wrapped in crispy bacon,
well, once
it's
again,
just like eating the smell of friends and neighbors at a bonfire on a crisp autumn evening.
She's barbecuing her friends
now. Oh, my God.
Jacobs of ABC Home and Commercial Services. Nationwide and locally, we've seen an increase in bed bug cases. If anyone in your home travels often, lives in a dorm, or you frequently have out-of-town guests, you could be susceptible. Bed bugs are extremely hard to eliminate and absolutely require a pest management professional. If you suspect you have bed bug issues, call ABC for a free evaluation. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Does your business want to go green and not know how? Let award-winning Brazos Valley Recycling help you. BVR, one of the largest certified recycling and composting facilities in the state, recycles over 200 tons per day from cardboard to concrete and everything in between. Try BVR's new Think Globally, Act Locally program free for 30 days. A customized recycling program, both simple and affordable. Call Brazos Valley Recycling for your 30-day free trial. 260-0006 or BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
Now, you know, glass itself hasn't changed a great deal, but the way that glass is used has. Obviously, a lot of people use glass for kind of a visual impact beyond the functionality of glass. No matter how you want to use glass products, Acme Glass, been here since 1946, they can help you do that. You know, if you've seen something kind of dramatic in a magazine that you'd like to have added to your home, you know, one of the first things that people think of redoing in their home is their bathroom, changing that up, modernizing it. Well, Acme Glass can help you with that. Of course, for you, if modernization simply means putting in a glass enclosure instead of using the curtain, that's great, too, because Acme Glass can do that for you. But also understand that if you need to get glass replaced, they understand it's important to respond quickly, and they will do that for you as well. So whether it's for commercial or residential applications, for automotive uses. Also remember that they have a straight-edge mirror beveling machine. They can do up to a 2-inch straight-line bevel on a mirror to give it a really distinctive look. Those are the kind of things that Acme Glass can do, and they've been doing for you for a long, long time. Again, since 1946, Acme Glass in downtown Bryan on Main Street and in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. Let's have a look at the weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years, called Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2929. Two-way. Look for a high temperature today, about 94 degrees. Tonight, around 71. We'll continue to have temperatures probably in the upper 60s or 70 for our low. And it'll get progressively not as hot, not down to cool or anything, but not as hot as we move through the week. As it stands right now, 20% chance of rain on Thursday night, 30% on Friday and Friday night. And then Saturday, we're looking at a 40% chance of showers with a high of only 85 is the way it stands. So we'll keep an eye on that. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 5, 91% relative humidity, and it's a very pleasant 72.
When it comes to managing your diabetes, Bayer's new Contour Next EZ blood glucose meter makes testing easy. You also get exceptional accuracy because it uses the next generation Contour Next test strip for close to lab test results. And all this at the lowest everyday price of all major brands. Find Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter at your neighborhood HEB pharmacy for $9.99 this week. Upgrade today. Offer good from September 19th through September 26th. Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter. Ease, accuracy, and savings. Now that's a powerful combination.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Folks, this is brazen, stupid, and laughable all at the same time. Former Clinton Chief of Staff Tony Podesta, now turned Democrat lobbyist and Obama supporter, is heading up a new lobbying group called the We Are Golf Coalition. It's made up of golfing organizations. The Podesta Group has been hired to stop people from making fun of how much golf Obama plays. Seriously. Senator Marco Rubio, who frequently jokes about Obama's golf habits, got a letter from this coalition. Quote, as we enter the final stretch of the campaign season, we write to make a request that we hope you'll receive in the same spirit in which it's offered. Please reconsider your political strategy of criticizing Obama's passion for golf. The Obama golf jokes are supposedly bad for the golf industry. The coalition doesn't want Republicans or Democrats cracking golf jokes about Obama, who incidentally has golfed well over 100 rounds, more in 4 years than George W. Bush golfed in 8. In fact, if you add up the time Obama has spent playing golf and fundraising while avoiding his in-person daily intelligence briefings, it might go a long way to explaining why this White House was caught off guard by recent events like the terrorist attack in Libya. But let's not joke about it. Obama gets offended. Besides, as it turns out, there isn't much to laugh at. Dereliction of duty can have deadly consequences.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
You have to plan for your family's future. You do financial planning. You get insurance. But to get real peace of mind, you have to make sure your family is legally protected. So where can you turn for affordable, legal protection you can trust? LegalZoom.com. You'll find wills, powers of attorney, living trusts, and more. Or if you're thinking of starting a business, you can form an LLC, incorporate, register for trademarks, patents, and more. LegalZoom was created 12 years ago by a team of experienced attorneys, and their documents have been accepted by courts and government agencies in all 50 states. Plus, if you'd like an attorney to review your document, LegalZoom's got that covered through their legal plans, available in most states. Protect your family and business today at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but you can use it to find an attorney and get self-help services at your specific direction. For more savings, enter PROTECT in the referral box at checkout. LegalZoom.com.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for three consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Doctors Eero, Riley, Veazey, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph Difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Results of the first of two studies about moving A&M home football games out of town will be revealed this morning. One question being asked of elected leaders is whether to contribute hotel occupancy tax or hot money towards a future project. Katie Marie Lyles of the College Station City Council told us that if it's legal, there's enough HOP funds to consider a contribution to A&M.
We have funds right now that aren't allocated towards anything. You know, and so right now I think we're looking at the best way to spend that and what to do. I don't think we should spend money just because we have it. We need to really look at it and do the best thing with that money and get the best return and use the hot tax what it's there for, absolutely. And so, no, I don't want to turn my back personally on anybody that we're currently funding through the hot tax. And so a lot of questions there, but I'm interested in looking at it.
An international firm hired by the Chamber of Commerce and CVB will present its findings to all interested parties this morning at 10 at the Hilton. It's back to the Department of Public Safety for former A&M System Deputy Chancellor Jay Kimbrough. Governor Perry moved Kimbrough in June to the state's Juvenile Justice Agency following an uptick in gang-related violence. After a new director was hired, Kimbrough has returned to DPS as Assistant Homeland Security Director. Kimbrough, who lives in College Station, took that job last September after he was fired by A&M System Chancellor John Sharp. And a somewhat unusual fundraiser has been set up to benefit Bryan's Neighborhood and Youth Services Coordinator Ronnie Jackson after he was diagnosed with cancer in March.
He's been a great supporter, but it has been very frustrating. We allowed our friends to set up this website, and the idea was we could put items on there that we need help with around the house, and then also there's a PayPal link if somebody would like to contribute financially. you think you have insurance, great, everything's covered, but it's not, and it really adds up quickly.
Jackson's wife, Kelly Levy, says this type of fundraiser, as opposed to a chicken dinner where friends could come up and hug him, is much easier for him because complications have severely damaged his eyesight. Levy says Jackson will undergo surgery on Thursday to restore vision in one of his eyes. More details and the link to Jackson's webpage are available on our website, WTAW.com. A combined loss valued at $10,000 in theft and damages was reported at a building in North Bryan over the weekend.
At a residence in the 2500 block of Tabor Road, and the victim says between September 19th and 20th, they noticed that their storage shed had been disturbed out there, so they went to investigate to find that they had some power tools stolen and several other power tools damaged, in which several of the cords were removed.
John Agnew with the Bryan Police Department says that after officers responded and processed the crime scene, several persons of interest were identified in the area. He says possible charges are pending as investigation continues, and several items were recovered which will be returned to the victim. As lawmakers this week listen to testimony about public school finance, one group is hoping they'll say goodbye to Robinhood.
The Texas School Coalition represents property-rich school districts, and Executive Director Christy Rome says the number of districts returning money to the state has reached a record-breaking 374.
That means that a third of districts in the state are property wealthy, and that just doesn't seem to be the case when you talk to people in those districts. And that the reason for this is that the state has not kept up with the investment in education in line with the same rate of growth that we've seen in property values.
Rome says half of the students in most property-rich districts educate children who qualify for free and reduced lunch. She says with more than $1 billion returning to the state each year, recapture is no longer fulfilling its original purpose. In Austin, Diane Hodges, TSN News.
More students in Texas have taken the SAT, but their average scores for reading, math, and writing are down. The Texas Education Agency on Monday provided Scholastic Aptitude Test figures from the College Board. The report found 2012 scores fell overall for public school students in Texas and nationally compared to a year ago. TEA says 156,486 public school students, or 58% of the 2012 class, took the college admissions exam. That's a 5.7% increase from 2011. The statewide number of Hispanics taking the SAT jumped 65% since the class of 2008. The number of African American test takers rose 29%, and the number of white students taking the SAT increased by 9%. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 70 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news at 8:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Imagine having a life so fascinating that Ron Howard is making a movie of your story. That is New York Times bestselling author, Dr. Jill Bolte Taylor's experience. And she'll be here Friday, September 28th at 5:30. At the Bush Library to share her fascinating journey. The event is free to the public as part of the Texas Brain and Spine Institute's annual Neuroscience Symposium. Register today, 731-1231 or txbsi.com.
Aggie football season is here, and it's SEC time. There'll be folks from Florida, South Carolina, Arkansas, and LSU hitting town. Make the best impression possible by having the cleaning pros at Molly Maid take care of your home. Take as much time as you want to enjoy our first SEC season. Molly Maid is a clean you can trust, and we guarantee your satisfaction. Call us today at 979-693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
Save the date. Saturday, November 10th is Royalty Pecan's Pecan Harvest Festival. This is a free event, and you won't believe what Royalty Pecans has planned for you and your family. From food, drinks, games, giveaways, and pecan bake show, to hayrides, orchard tours, wine tasting, even a 5K run through the trees, and more. Saturday, November 10th at Royalty Pecans. It's their Pecan Harvest Festival. For more info or vendor and sponsorship opportunities, visit royaltypecans.com or call 979-272-3904.
7:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
We're still looking at a very warm weather pattern for the next several days and really don't see any rain in sight, at least on through Thursday. Mostly to partly sunny for today, close to 90 this afternoon. Tonight, just some scattered clouds and low 70s overnight. We stay partly sunny during the day Wednesday, and again, the temperature closing in on 90. It'll become partly cloudy, low 70s on Wednesday night, and Thursday, partly sunny to mostly cloudy at times, temperatures within a few degrees of 90. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. A couple of SEC awards for the Aggies. One silver shooting medal for an 18-year-old Bryan resident, and no chance for the NHL, it looks like. Plus, according to Scott, an awful ending in the NFL last night.
And again, I didn't see the game. I just saw the play. So.
All right, you got your second?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. From before, we were talking about bacon.
Bacon.
I have a love of bacon.
Oh, yeah.
Well, when I typed in bacon to a search engine, just playing around, I get this about 6,000 times. And apparently, if you are British and you say beer can, you sound like a Jamaican saying bacon.
If a British person says beer can, it sounds like a Jamaican saying bacon. Beer can!
I don't know why I thought that was so funny. I just loved it.
That is just silly. And while we're talking about those people, 16 teams battled it out for the World Custard Pie Championships in Kent over the weekend.
Oh, there you go.
For participants dressed in weird costumes.
To eat custard.
Now.
Wait, were these Morris men?
I don't know. What is the definition of a weird costume, after all? Just because you're not wearing it doesn't mean it's weird, right?
Well, even British people will agree that Morris men are a little bit on the strange side.
I don't know what those are.
Oh, you should look up Morris men.
Well, I understand, but you want to go ahead and give us a verbal picture?
Well, I suppose I could.
That's the idea, since, you know,
it hails back to medieval times.
Oh, okay.
And they do these dances out in the fields and stuff, but they're very quirky. They have these kind of funky dress-like outfits.
Dress-like?
Mm-hmm. Just look up a picture. It's difficult to describe because they all dress their own way.
It's not like the Lumberjack song from Monty Python, is it? I'm a lumberjack,
I'm
and that's
lumberjack
all right.
And I'm
all right.
No, I haven't seen that one.
Right. Really? Really?
Really, really. No, the only Monty Python I've seen was the Search for the Holy Grail.
Yeah, okay.
Quest for the Holy Grail, excuse me.
That's okay. That's well, you'll have to hear the Lumberjack song. Hello?
Hey, at the end of the bacon segment, did Kat call all of her friends fat?
Did you call all your friends fat?
No. Oh,
no, she said she was going to eat her friends.
I did not say that. Yeah. That is not what I said.
Oh, okay.
I said eating bacon wrap jalapenos was like being with friends at a bonfire.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, you do that a lot, do you, down there in Grimes County?
I wish I could.
Yeah. You lock arms and you put on robes and you dance around these giant bonfires. Yeah. You doing druid things down there that we don't know about?
Yeah, I actually set up my big stones on Equinox Day.
Did you now? Well, because that was this week, so sure. So anyway, they had the World Custard Pie Championships in Kent over the weekend, participants dressing in weird costumes, again, like Morse men or something else.
Guys in drag.
Yep. The winner was a team called the Pie of the Tiger. Of course.
That is awesome.
Custard.
I love those kind of jokes.
Yeah, the Custard Pie Championship created by a former mayor back in 1967. Hey, see, again, an opportunity here. We could have a former mayor form something like that here in one of the cities.
Hey, hey.
I would love to see Ben White do that.
Something like just a signature event. I mean, I know that the cities are always looking for signature events, so we could, do that if at all possible.
Ben White and Marvin Tate, I can see it now.
Get together doing that. Let's have that happen. 7:42, let's go to the phones. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, this is a message for the guys that are on WTAW between 6 and 6:30, 6:25.
I resent that.
I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music while I was on the elliptical, like the treadmill kind of stuff.
Right.
And so far, since 6 o'clock, all I've had is the two guys talking and laughing at their jokes and stuff. Yeah. So I'm hoping it's maybe just a deal that happens on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
That it's not going to be that way every morning, because I'd like to have it on WTAW.
Sure.
But don't worry about calling me back. Okay, I was wanting to let you know that there's a bunch of us that would like to hear music on the radio, not just stuff.
tough.
You know,
yeah, right.
That,
we got a humdinger
that's not
for
that
you.
Pressing.
Yeah, right.
Thanks.
Okay, sure.
Bye.
Sure. Bye.
It's just so.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's just so brown.
Here we go. Because after all, it's one hit wonder day.
Oh
back
my
to 1992.
Gosh.
Yeah.
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Yeah.
Wow, where are those subwoofers coming from?
This is get sprung.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, I know the words.
Yeah, don't do that though. Don't sing along. No.
Wanna take your picture?
Quit it. Stop it.
Hey, you're the one who played the song.
Well, I know, but we're not gonna have any sing along. My gosh. Hello.
I guess that blonde lady still hadn't figured out, and she keeps leaving y'all messages. She hadn't figured out that y'all were talking
no,
radio.
No, she doesn't know that. She does not know.
And she's not blonde. I know for a fact she's a brunette.
That? Oh, is she? Oh, you
well,
know her,
the caller just said she was blonde.
Well,
I'm just wanted to throw out there that she's not a blonde.
Right. We love her, and she listens.
That's all that matters. That's exactly right. Okay, so now we...
And now for something completely different.
That's right. If you heard the 744... If you heard the news story at 7 o'clock, we'll probably repeat it at 8, but I mean, it's getting to be the time where the politicians are going over to Austin and doing what politicians do, which is float really bizarre ideas. Now.
Such as?
Well.
Baby Ruth's in a public pool.
All of that. Yes, thank you. Oh. Very nice.
The Caddyshack reference for it.
No, so, well, that's a life reference.
The idea that we don't like to pay taxes, okay, that's pretty common. Most of us don't like that.
Yes.
And if you own property, then you have to pay property taxes.
Yes.
That makes you angry, and then you start thinking about the people who don't own property, who don't pay property taxes, and so all of a sudden, our geniuses over there in Austin decide that they want to come up with some way that they could possibly replace, because they're not going to reduce taxes. I'm sorry, no. They could replace the property tax so there would be something like a consumption tax, something that would be more fair and equitable for us all.
I knew this might strike you in the heart.
Yeah. So anyway, so Kat, we had a story this morning. This is a story from this morning. I want you to listen to what this guy says about how we can replace property taxes in Texas.
Sure thing.
Yeah.
Establishing a state sales tax and doing away with local property taxes was promoted by State Senator Robert Duncan of Lubbock.
Sure.
Talmadge Heflin, the former state rep turned Texas Public Policy Foundation analyst, suggests widening the sales tax base.
If you replace all of the property tax and expand the sales tax base to every item that is taxed in any state,
right,
the rate can be 11%.
Every item.
A state income tax was.
Every item that is. Hush.
I got it.
Every item that is taxed in any state.
Yes.
I mean, really?
Yes.
And see, the part I thought you were waiting for was talking about raising taxes on beer and sugary drinks.
No,
that's why I wasn't able to.
No, that's
turn
okay.
It off
no, I mean,
first.
That's fine. But I mean, there's liable to be some, I don't know, cheese curd tax in Wisconsin or something that we don't even know about. And Talmadge Heflin thinks, well, yeah, I mean, if they do that in Wisconsin, we ought to do it in Texas.
He is from Lubbock.
No, Talmadge Heflin isn't, the other guy is. But it doesn't matter.
Oh, sorry.
Just, that's all right. Just the idea that we broaden the tax base to anything that is taxed in any state.
I wouldn't want to base our stuff off of Oregon or California,
well, exactly.
Let me tell you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Boysenberry
and
tax.
How many people would have to be going through to find all those taxes?
Sure. Oh.
We'd have a whole new department of taxation.
Well, maybe we've struck on something there. We can grow the government a little bit. Yeah. Because we need to have that caribou tax that they have in Maine.
More stooges being paid.
But you're exactly right. When you start looking at Virginia and the things they tax there, you look at California, the things that they tax there. No. That thing needs to be DOA in Austin. I mean, I'm not sure where they are with it, but we don't, man. I got no need to hear what other states are taxing their people on and then bringing that to Texas. For that, I would just as soon pay my property tax.
Yeah, absolutely.
So anyway, that's the kind of thing they're floating over in Austin while we're not paying attention.
Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the Fountain of Youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch laser therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Do you face a long commute every day? What steps would you take to make it shorter? This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. I just read about a woman in New York who went a little too far in her quest to make the daily commute easier. A police officer saw her cruising down the carpool lane. She wasn't speeding, but something didn't look quite right. Her passenger was wearing dark sunglasses, and the car's sun visor was down. There was only one problem. It was a cloudy day. When he pulled her over, his suspicions were confirmed. The lady's passenger was actually a life-size department store mannequin. It was dressed to the nines with a wig, a blazer, and a scarf. Now, I admire this lady's creativity, but even I know it's technically illegal to use the carpool lane without a human passenger. She got a fine of $135 and 2 points off her driver's license. Ouch! I don't think that's worth getting to work 5 minutes earlier, do you? None of us like long commutes. I live in a town that doesn't even have carpool lanes, but I still get edgy when I see the string of brake lights go on in front of me. You might even be sitting in traffic right now. My advice to you is simply this. Mannequins are for department stores only. If you're convinced the HOV lane will really save you that much time, maybe there's a coworker you'd be willing to share your ride with. The police will be happier, and you just might make a friend along the way. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Oh, I love this song. But you know what? Bet it would sound even sweeter in a Honda-certified used car. You know, if you upgraded. Because each one gets a thorough 150-point inspection and comes with a Carfax vehicle history report. So you'll know where it's been. So you can relax. So you'll be happier. Food will taste better. And music will sound even sweeter. All because you bought a great late model Honda certified used car. Good thinking. Where'd you ever get such a magnificent idea? All right, I'm out of here. Drive safely.
When it comes to managing your diabetes, Bayer's new Contour Next EZ blood glucose meter makes testing easy. You also get exceptional accuracy because it uses the next generation Contour Next test strip for close to lab test results. And all this at the lowest everyday price of all major brands. You can find Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter at your local retail pharmacy. Just ask your pharmacist and upgrade today. Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter. Ease, accuracy, and savings. Now that's a powerful combination.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. We start off with Aggie special teams stud, Dustin Harris. He earned co-special teams player of the week honors for shredding the South Carolina State defense and punt return team for 256 yards and this 96-yard touchdown run.
Picked up, gets a block, gets another block. Harris cuts it back.
Untouched the rest of the way and scored six. Harris shares the award with South Carolina ace Sanders. In a bizarre ending that capped a tough week for replacement officials, the Seattle Seahawks beat the Green Bay Packers 14-12 on Russell Wilson's disputed 24-yard touchdown pass to Golden Tate on the final play of the game.
Now this play has got to be reviewed as it's a scoring play. MD Jennings had the ball as much as Golden Tate did. They both went to the ground at the same time. In fact, the officials are still digging at the players to see who has the ball. Neither player will give up the ball.
Now, Wilson scrambled out of the pocket, threw to the corner of the end zone. Tate shoved the Green Bay Packers defensive back, Sam Shields, out of the way, wrestled the ball from Indy Jennings for the possession after both of them had their hands on it, and Tate was even surprised by it.
I didn't know who they gave it to, so I just made sure I kept my hands on it. Me and the defender and I both fought for it, and you know, I couldn't hear any whistles. I didn't know what the ruling was, so I just tried to keep fighting for it. I heard it was a touchdown, and, you know, there we go.
There you go. And the final score again on that one was 14-12 in favor of the Seahawks. St. Louis Cardinals beat Houston last night 6-1 in Major League Baseball as the pennant races tighten up a little bit.
Now the pitch. Molina hits it deep. Left center field. It's a goner. Oh, did he tattoo that one?
That moves St. Louis 3.5 games ahead of Milwaukee and Los Angeles for the final National League wild card spot. Adrian Beltre singled home the winning run in the ninth inning.
A swing and a shot up the middle. Base hit. The Rangers win. A screaming smash up the middle. Past the dive of the second baseman, Pennington. The Rangers win it 5-4, and Beltre is mobbed at first base.
The victory stretches Texas AL West lead over the A's to 5 games. Face-to-face meetings between the top officials at the NHL and the Players Association, not enough to break the labor stalemate, and so they're still locked out. Number 10, Texas A&M men's golf team bumped up to the 8th spot after being in 13th yesterday. Texas A&M soccer sophomore sensation goalkeeper Jordan Day was named SEC Defensive Player of the Week. Marks the fourth consecutive week the Aggies have earned at least one of the three league's prestigious awards. And finally, congratulations to Brian's Brandy Drozd. She's 18 years old, and she won the silver medal at the International Shooting Sports World Cup Finals in Slovenia. That's your sports, brought to you by Price Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigator contractor. Visit priceirrigation.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Does the thought of dragging hoses and sprinklers across your lawn during another hot Texas summer get you sweating? Don't sweat it. Call Prince Irrigation. Weather and soil conditions make fall the perfect time to have a state-of-the-art irrigation system installed for your lawn and garden. David Prince and the Prince family have been in the irrigation business for decades and are leaders in the industry. Get your irrigation system installed now, and you'll be ready for next spring and summer. Call Prince Irrigation at 774-4726. You can like them on Facebook or log on to their website, PrinceIrrigation.com.
Hey, got less than a week for Rolex Service Month before it concludes at David Gardner's. It's during the month of September. You take your Rolex in there and you get it serviced by Jerry Zerbe, who's an authorized Rolex service technician and keeps that timepiece running just as it should. The Rolex watch is an investment, obviously, and you want to keep it running exactly as it's meant to be, and they can do that for you because, again, an authorized Rolex technician in Bryan College Station. Pretty unusual for a city this size to have that, but David Gardner has it. It's just the kind of thing that David does. That's why they've been in business for now coming up on 30 years, as a matter of fact, and also creating fine jewelry for a special occasion or a special person or both. They do that as well. And if you've got ideas that toward the end of the year for Christmas time that you want to put together, today's 3 months to the day before Christmas. So if you'd kind of like to see a design that's customized, yep, they can make it right there. They throw the metal in the back, and obviously you see the bench in the front where they do the work. Something distinctive, something different. David Gardner's can do that for you. And again, they are the official jeweler for Aggie Athletics. All that available for you and more at David Gardner's. They're located at 911 University Drive.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Reese. 10 years ago, I chose ComputerWorks as my computer support team. When our computers are down, ComputerWorks has always gone the extra mile to get my practice up and running again as quickly as possible. They are fantastic about solving problems and are very prompt. I even have my tech cell number. ComputerWorks staff is extremely courteous and knowledgeable, and their rates are very reasonable, especially on a service contract. I highly recommend ComputerWorks as your computer support team. For information, visit texascw.net or call 778- 3380.
Hey, coming up on about 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW, a Springtown, Texas schoolgirl. Now, Springtown is up near Dallas, Fort Worth.
Okay.
Nursing a severely bruised behind after being spanked by a vice principal.
How old?
Well,
sophomore?
She's a sophomore.
Oh,
her name is
wow.
Taylor Santos. Was paddled after allegedly letting another student copy her work. Her mother had approved the paddling but complained to the school because, actually, she's pretty angry, when she found out it was done by a male assistant principal.
I believe if somebody swatted my daughter at that age, I'd be kind of upset.
Said, I became unglued. It looked almost like she had been burned and blistered. It was that bad. Texas
wow.
is one of 19 states that does still allow corporal punishment. However, policy requires the paddler be the same gender as the student. The vice principal said he didn't know about the same gender paddling rule. One interesting detail, Taylor actually chose the paddling over a second day of suspension from school, so her decision there. But what's also interesting, I saw a news story about it, and that was that the superintendent, when asked about this, said, well, maybe we need to change that rule that says it has to be the same gender who does the spanking.
Really?
Which is a pretty unusual take, I would think, on that.
Yeah.
And then just kind of on a personal note, I saw the story from a WFAA in Dallas, and it was done by Teresa Woodard.
Hey, she used to work here, didn't she?
She did. Yeah. Teresa, in fact, was one of the infomaniacs for a year. So, as a matter of fact, the last time that we had a full-time infomaniac before Kat. So, anyway, so it was good to see Teresa up there on the TV screen. But that's a very... That's a very strange story right
that's
there.
That's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting that y'all compare me to Tom Turbeville, but not Teresa, which is what I was worried about I started.
No, not at all. No, absolutely. That's when you grow up, we'll see what you are. You know, you may be in Dallas then, too. But anyway, that was a very, very interesting story that the superintendent would think we may need to change the policy. Hello?
Yeah, it kind of makes you wonder if there was not a who's your daddy or something like that while he was doing the parody.
Well, you know, there was somebody else in the room. So, Chuck Norris, we have a Chuck Norris story for you this morning.
Oh, awesome. I love Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris is not getting a bridge named after him.
Oh, that's a shame.
In Slovakia, a 2-month contest to name a new local pedestrian and cycling bridge gathered more than 12,000 votes for the action star, as opposed to 457 for other names.
You know why?
Why what?
It's not being named after Chuck Norris.
No, why?
Because Chuck Norris said no.
Oh.
Because Chuck Norris said so.
Oh, that's it. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Now, it turns out that the Slovaks make jokes about Chuck's macho studliness. Just
with Rainbow Bridge on Mario Kart.
It does, but also the other thing to think about is, you know, we had this piece of... highway that we were going to name. It's now called William D. Fitch, and at the time there were many people who wanted to call it Billy Gillespie Highway.
Yes,
if you remember that.
They
so
sure did.
Aren't we glad we made that choice? WTAW College Station Bryan, it's 8 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. What will America's president tell the world about all the anti-American outrage? President Obama will address the UN in New York in an hour. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley is there live.
President Obama will say that the attacks of the last 2 weeks against the United States were also an assault on the very ideals upon which the United Nations was founded. He will mention U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens, who was killed in Libya, saying the U.N. must affirm that our future will be with people like him and not his killers. The president also will say there is not unlimited time for Iran to resolve its pursuit of nuclear weapons through diplomacy, that while diplomacy is preferable, a nuclear armed Iran is not a challenge that can be contained. Dave?
Courtney, Republicans are criticizing the president for not holding one-on-one meetings with any world leaders while he's at the UN, instead taking time out to go on ABC's The View.
You grow an economy from the middle out, not from the top down.
Mitt Romney's also in New York about to speak now on foreign policy. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson has more live.
Romney's made his position very clear, like he did yesterday in Pueblo, Colorado.
This is time for the president who will shape events in the Middle East, not just be merciful or be in mercy of the events in the Middle East.
And he may amplify those remarks at this hour in New York in his address to the Clinton Global Initiative. Romney plans to outline his ideas for a new U.S. foreign aid system, one that requires recipients to allow U.S. investment and to remove trade barriers. Dave?
Rich, later on, Mitt Romney will go to Ohio to begin a 3-day campaign bus tour. Massachusetts is dealing with a mess, reviewing the cases of more than 1,100 prisoners convicted in drug cases with evidence that could be tainted, all tied to one chemist accused of mishandling some tests, perhaps deliberately. She has not been charged, but is under criminal investigation. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Apply for the new ExxonMobil Smart Card and pave your road with savings. Subject to credit approval, ExxonMobil Smart Card holders can save 6 cents a gallon at Exxon and Mobil stations. Each billing cycle that you purchase 45 gallons, your savings kick in, and you'll automatically receive a 6 cents a gallon rebate for the first gallon up to 100 gallons. Get details at ExxonMobilCard.com and learn why more and more smart drivers are heading to Exxon and Mobil stations.
Listeners, here's an amazing way to earn quit your job money from home. Income at Home22.com wants listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell you, it's the best
decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. IncomeAtHome22.com. IncomeAtHome22.com. That's IncomeAtHome22.com.
You doing something to make sure that your truck continues to look good? Texas Truck Riggins can help you with that endeavor. That's for sure. They've been doing it for a while. See, Texas Truck Riggins has what you need to make sure that that investment, your truck, does look good. Spray in bed liners. That's something that people do quite often. I mean, I did it the second day, I guess, I had the truck. Took it over to Texas Truck Riggins, had them put the spray in bed liner in there. And, of course, it obviously protects the bed for all the things that you're going to be using it for in the future. For the front of it, there's the powder coating. This is a really neat technique. It colors much like paint, but it's much tougher. It's much tougher, and it continues to give you that good look that you need, and especially if that's a working truck, that you've got it out in the country and you're knocking over stuff or bumping into things, and you want to make sure that the front of your truck still looks good, the powder coating can do that for you as well. All sorts of truck accessories to make the inside and the outside of your truck, and I'm saying truck, but I mean SUV as well, to make sure that it continues to look good both inside and out so that it's truly a functional vehicle. And that's what Texas Truck Riggins has done, and that's why they've been voted best in the Brazos year in and year out. So stop in and see Ray and the family at 2711 South College Avenue in Bryan. It's Texas Truck Riggins. They'll make sure that your investment looks good like it did on day one.
Hello, I'm Joe Orsak with Marblecraft. If your kitchen or bathroom needs to be updated, Marblecraft specializes in the fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble showers, and bathtubs in new and existing homes. For over 12 years, Marblecraft has enjoyed the privilege of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let Marblecraft help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 or visit our showroom at 702 West Carson Street in Bryan.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. This is the time of year when rodents are flourishing. That means rats, raccoons, and mice are seeking shelter inside your home. And no matter what kind of rodents you have, ABC can create a plan to get rid of them. Close up the openings where they come in and catch any that may be in your home. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
The Pool Guy's brand new pool store is now open. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to HEB, the pool store is your one-stop shop for a full line of pool chemicals, supplies, equipment, and pool toys. The pool store beats any competitors in town, pricing, service, selection, and quality. With the pool store's price match guarantee, you'll get the lowest price on the highest quality products every time. Open 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
WTAW News Time is 8:05 at 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go online to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. This morning, you are invited to hear the findings of an economic impact study concerning whether A&M home football games will be moved out of town to improve Kyle Field. College Station City Councilwoman Katie Marie Lyles was asked on our show about local hotel occupancy tax money assisting A&M.
First, I'm going to consult our attorney and see if legally we can do that, you know, because we've had no discussions within, you know, executive session or anything like that. And so my first question would be, can we even do that before we dream up these dreams? Because we do support Texas A&M as well as other entities within our community and our city. But can we even do that? Is that something we should even look at? And so I would be interested in looking to see if legally we could even do that, you know, because we do have some funds there before we actually come up with a master plan of what we're going to do with the Hawk.
Lyle says if it's legal, the city could give A&M hotel tax money without cutting current recipients. This morning's presentation by the CVB and Chamber starts at 10 at the Hilton. A total of 5 vehicles were burglarized in Bryan over the weekend, with 4 of the burglaries believed to have been related. Officer John Agnew says there are simple ways to lessen thieves' opportunities and motivation to steal.
We do like to remind our citizens to remember, when it comes to burglary of motor vehicles, items that are displayed in the vehicle are like advertisement to a criminal walking by. and to always lock their doors on their vehicles, as a lot of burglars recently have been pulling on handles just looking to get into a vehicle to snoop around. So locking your car doors is the first step.
Agnew advises citizens to hide their items of interest so that thieves are not tempted to break in. The five burglaries that took place were at the Z Islander Apartments on Wilburn, Lucky Street, Pecan Street, Turkey Creek Road, and Rock Hollow Loop. The former Deputy Chancellor of the A&M system has returned to the state's number 2 Homeland Security post. Jay Kimbrough of College Station had spent the last 4 months as interim executive director of the state's Juvenile Justice Agency. Kimbrough announced Monday he's back at the Department of Public Safety. That follows the hiring of a new juvenile justice director. Kimbrough began his DPS position last September after he was fired from the A&M system post by Chancellor John Sharp. Brian's neighborhood and youth services coordinator Ronnie Jackson is used to helping others. Wife Kelly Levy says that's why it feels so odd to be on the receiving end since Jackson began his battle with cancer.
The one good thing is it's shown us how many people do care about us. And has shown us that when we do that for other people, we know now what an impact it made on them. People have been feeding us and taking our child places and coming to visit with Ronnie. So it's really made us aware of the blessings in our lives.
Levy says the family has had a great number of expenses, so friends created a fundraising website to benefit him. At WTAW.com, you can hear the full interview with Levy and find a link to the website. Raising taxes on sugary drinks and beer were both suggested by state legislators as methods of funding public education. TSN's Austin Bureau Chief Chris Fox has more.
Establishing a state sales tax and doing away with local property taxes was promoted by State Senator Robert Duncan of Lubbock. Talmadge Heflin, the former state rep turned Texas Public Policy Foundation analyst, suggests widening the sales tax base.
If you replace all of the property tax and expand the sales tax base to every item that is taxed in any state, the rate can be 11%. We think that that's more realistic.
A state income tax was suggested, raising taxes on beer and sugary drinks brought up as alternative revenue sources. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
A camerawoman whose movie work includes The Green Mile and Armageddon has been named head of the Texas Film Commission. Governor Rick Perry on Monday appointed Heather Page of Austin. She replaces Evan Fitzmaurice, who previously announced plans to resign. Page recently was a camera operator on the TV series Friday Night Lights and also Prime Suspect. She's a former workforce training administrator for the Texas Film Commission. Page serves as a board member of the Society of Camera Operators. WTAW News Time is 8:10 at 71 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news at 8:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. Pioneer Steel understands this, and when you walk into our door, you're not just the next customer. You're an established relationship that extends much beyond that. Family-owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve its friends and customers with premium quality products and highly personalized service. For your steel pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, you know you can always trust Pioneer Steel to get the most out of your investment. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Hey, it's 8:11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
It's still going to be a very warm day during today with a fair amount of sunshine, though there will be some occasional high clouds around. We'll call it partly sunny overall, near 90 during this afternoon. Tonight, some scattered clouds, low temperature, low 70s. Partly sunny skies continue on Wednesday and close to 90 then in the 70s at night. And we'll see a bit more cloud cover coming up on Thursday, upper 80s to low 90s. This is meteorologist Gary Best for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's about 8:12. We don't have Jethro Trivi today, which is unfortunate.
Oh, man. Bummer.
Yeah. Yeah, I looked at it. It's something that we'd already done. It was too well known. There was
just make up something.
Yeah, we could always do that.
Like, what is Scott's favorite dish?
Whatever. All right, here we go. But now, because Dina is here and Leah's here, and of course Kat's here, so we're outnumbered right now, Kevin. It's 3-2, ladies to men. I figure this is the great time to do this story.
It's almost the opposite of Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Yeah. A new study adds credibility to the idea that testosterone can be bad for your health.
Oh, you tell me this the day I start steroids.
Yeah,
huh?
Well, no, look, it's a pretty well-known fact that women typically outlive men, right? And past studies have suggested that part of that reason may be due to the detrimental effect of testosterone. You see, I think that's really kind of one step removed from it. I think it's detrimental because of the stupid thing men do because they have the testosterone.
See, I wouldn't have said stupid. I would have said men tend to engage in more hazardous behavior.
Yes. Because, Kevin, I think seldom do you hear women, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't turn your microphone on. Yeah, I need a defense here. Because seldom do you hear women say to one another, hold my beer.
No. And watch this.
Yeah, and watch this. That's just
look how far I can shoot.
They don't do that. Nope. Now a study published in this week in Current Biology suggests that, yes, indeed, testosterone does, in fact, decrease the lifespan of men. It's possible that women live longer than men for other reasons, including the possibility that estrogen has life-lengthening effects. Well, no, we don't want the injections of estrogen live longer.
Let's just be fair. You know, if you're going to talk about one or the other, well, at least, you know, women, we're having to deal with estrogen makes you build more body fat. That's not fair. It's harder for us to lose weight. You have more percentage of muscle per square area of your body,
okay.
And so it's easier for you to burn calories.
Yeah.
And so when men are like, oh, she can't lose weight, well, it's harder.
That and we may die in stupid and spectacular ways that women don't, too. All right, here we go. This is from the Gov Brand Box. I don't know who that is. YouGov Brand Box. They have asked, what are the most popular salty snacks? Most popular salty snacks. So, no right or wrong answer. Let's just see most popular. Leah, think of one or two. And again, these would be like brand names. When you think salty snacks, what's your favorite? One or two.
Bacon.
Bacon is not a snack.
Well done.
Chocolate kind of person.
It's
so,
like a snack, yeah.
I guess potato chips of some.
Okay, was there one brand particularly?
No.
Okay, or flavored or anything like that?
Because
like in Canada, you
guess
know, you
would say salt and vinegar.
You can
if
get
you ask
yeah,
particular flavor, and then that's particularly super salty. So.
And then you can get beef gravy if you're in some places.
Woo!
Yeah,
or roast chicken flavor.
Yeah, that too. Ooh. Dina, how about you?
I guess it's a toss-up between Fritos and Cheetos.
Fritos are awesome, you know.
Yeah,
Fritos really are
it's
awesome.
It's the breath afterwards that's so great.
But the Cheetos are messy. You know, you get that stuff on them.
And you know, it's that fake cheese
exactly.
That makes it so yummy.
I forget, you know, last week we had the Midtown men in, and a couple of them, and they were here for Opus, and we were discussing, we were doing Jethro trivia, and they were talking about a clean cheese curl product, and this guy said, you know, I've got four or five kids at home, and yeah, I really want that because
because you love those finger part marks on the walls
every
where
place.
They wipe their hands.
That's it. Kat, how about you?
Oh gosh, I mean, I think some of my one that y'all haven't named that's one of my favorites
sure.
is Doritos.
Oh, okay.
I like Doritos.
Doritos came in at number three. Fritos was number four, by the way.
And I really like pretzels, too.
Do you? Okay.
And sour cream and onion-flavored potato chips.
Oh, I thought you'd go for, like, the shrimp-flavored.
I do like shrimp chips. It's
okay.
True.
Okay. Kevin?
I'm not allowed to say bacon?
Okay. No.
Okay.
No, not
how
really,
about
no.
bacon-flavored potato chips?
I would say, like, dry-roasted peanuts or something like that.
Okay.
Oh,
right.
yeah. Mixed nuts are nice.
That's not on the list. But anyway. But I think Fritos, I mean, I kind of agree with Dean. Fritos
or
are pretty good.
French fries.
French fries are good. Here's your top 10. Number 10 is Triscuits, okay?
Really?
Number 9 is Pringles.
Yes.
I do like Pringles.
No, you see, they've taken, you talk about an abomination. I mean, you look at the flavors. Pizza flavored potato chips, really? Really?
Just plain Pringles.
Yeah, Pringles.
Plain Pringles.
Do you eat them with the salt side down on your tongue or up? You know?
I eat them either way. I like to put them like a duck beak in my mouth.
You see, I didn't.
Had a girl, Kat.
It's a fun way to do
I
it.
I had a girl.
I didn't even know that there's a salty and unsalty
oh,
side.
No.
That's how long it's
yeah.
really.
Yes.
I haven't had Pringles in probably 10 years.
Now, Scott,
so
once you pop,
that.
You just can't stop.
Yeah,
so.
I know, right?
Obviously.
Okay. Number 8 is Cheetos. Number 7 is Tostitos. Yeah. Number 6 is Wheat Thins. You know, after
what?
About four Wheat Thins, I've really
this
had
was,
enough.
I don't think these people were from Texas.
Well, they may not have been. I mean, they pulled 5,000 I mean, Americans, so I don't
Wheat
know.
Thins would only be good as long as you have, like, I don't know, that green kind of dip with it.
Guacamole?
No, the other kind of dip. The one with Finish. The with chunks in it.
That'd be guacamole.
That would be
no,
guacamole.
It's not.
That's guacamole with no. chunks of avocado
no.
in it. Yeah.
Oh, no, spinach dip with water
chestnuts. Oh, spinach dip. Oh, Oh, that's right. Of course. Oh, when you said water chestnuts, I knew exactly what you meant.
Sure.
Because I can't. I count the days until I can have
green. Maybe
spinach.
Maybe some of us have never made spinach dip. Yeah,
that very well could be, because why would I want to take perfectly good spinach dip and put water chestnuts in it?
Well, we can still be friends, Scott.
All right, very good.
My
anyway,
bacon's looking a lot better now.
It really is. Number 5 is Oral Redenbacher. Number 4 is Fritos. Number 3 is Doritos. Number 2 is Lay's. Number 1, this is not right.
I can't believe this. Yeah, popcorn. That was good. I forgot about it.
Number 1 is Ritz. I mean, Ritz crackers? Ritz? Really?
No. To just eat?
No, it's only good if you have stuff to put
on.
Of
course.
Sausage.
Yeah, well, I mean, but just by themselves, yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
That's not a snack. That's tailgate food.
Mankind, have you ever had, like, it's chicken that is made kind of like cordon bleu because it's got cheese in it, but then you crumble Ritz crackers all on the outside and bake it, and it's buttery and... Mmm, it's so good.
Well, you can do that on top
but
of
I'm
tuna
sure it's like
noodles
5,000 pounds or I mean calories.
Yeah, well, it could well be, but you know that's part of what makes it taste good. All right, there you go. So those are our salty snacks. It's 8:18. Let's find out what's going on at the Aggie Lane Humane Society, and that's why Leah's here. How are you today?
I'm good.
Great. What you got for us?
So we have some profit shares this week with Bark and Build. Bark and Build is a sustainable doghouse competition that you will see all the doghouses on display at Texas Reds, and they will be voted on, and they will be auctioned off, and all the money going towards the purchase of the dog houses goes back to Aggieland Humane Society. And we have on the 27th of this week, which is Thursday, we will be at Chick-fil-A in the Kohl's Shopping Center for a profit share from 5 to 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. Just let them know when you order that you're there for Bark and Build or the Aggieland Humane Society, and they will donate a portion of the day's from 5 to 8 to the organization.
Wow.
And then the next day we will be at Project Yogurt, which is in the HEB shopping center at Villa and Texas.
At Ville Marie in Texas, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And they are doing their profit share from 11:30 in the morning to 11 o'clock at night.
Oh,
so
my.
The whole afternoon.
Great.
Again, just mention you're with Bark and Build and have some yogurt.
Good.
I haven't been to that particular one yet.
Yeah.
So
a reason to.
Exactly. So we're going to be out there. We have, obviously, so we have Bark and Build that's coming up. If you're interested in, I think they're still taking some teams for doghouse building teams. And then, of course, if you're interested in purchasing, come out and check them out. Last year, they were some phenomenal doghouses. I mean, I would have never thought of them. That's all I have to say.
Elevators
about that.
And everything. You know,
yeah, exactly. You know, the spa in the back.
Yeah.
And then, so that's going to be at Texas Reds on October 12th and 13th. We'll be out there both days, along with some shelter pets as well. And then, of course, we have Wienerfest coming up, still looking for vendors for that. And you can find more information on both of these on their individual Facebook pages and links to information on our website, which is now aggielandhumane.org. And come by and visit us, 5359 Leonard Road. We have quite a good selection of dogs and quite a few cats in. We've had a couple of younger kittens. We're hitting the tail end. We had somebody looking for some puppies yesterday, and it was like, well, we're kind of at the end of puppy and kitten season, so we just kind of get some sporadic ones in right now. We are still looking for fosters, though. The fall time is when our fosters kind of always get a little turned upside down because students go back to school and so forth. So if you're interested in foster care, there is the Foster 411 on our website, which gives you all the basic information on foster care. And we're currently looking to put some medium-sized females into foster care because we do have a program with the vet school. Well, we have numerous programs with them. This is just one of them, and we're just needing to put some medium-sized females into foster care for space surgeries a little bit later. So if you're interested... call the shelter, check out our website's probably the best bet, and come by and visit 5359 Leonard Road.
All right, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Yep, visit with the folks at the Ag Lane Humane Society on Tuesdays, and Dean is here this morning from the Chamber. How are you today?
I'm great.
Just back from Lobster Fest and the golf tournament. That's
yes.
That's a busy 2 days for you.
Yeah, the Chamber staff's a little draggy right now,
yeah.
So be patient with us today. We're kind of recuperating. We spent 2 really full days and had great success. Lobster Fest was really, really fun. The lobster was phenomenal. Golf was great. We finished at about 6:30 last night,
mm-hmm.
and I think everybody had a really good time, which is the main thing.
Sure.
And thanks again to the Bank and Trust for their title sponsorship of both of those events. But
life moves on, and in chamber life is never ending. And so the next thing that we've got coming up is we have Chamber Week. We have that coming up mid-October, and on Tuesday, October 16th, we're going to have a proclamation breakfast over at the Council of Governments, which is right next door to the Chamber office on 29th Street. Come join us from 8 to 9:30, and we're going to kick off Chamber Week. We're going to have some little festivities throughout that week, and so hopefully we can bring a little attention and education on the Chamber itself. Our next Business After Hours is going to be at Chroma Salon Experience, and this is their new location down on Tower Point on William D. Fitch, and it's Thursday, October 25th from 5:30 to 7. And then the next big event we've got coming up is our Youth to Career Fair on Wednesday, October 24th out at the Brazos County Expo Complex. That will be all day long. We have about 2,000 to 3,000 eighth graders come in for that, and we're always needing more businesses to come out there and interact with these students. It's free if you're available. You can rotate in multiple employees. If you have an association that you're a part of, we encourage that so that you can just kind of showcase your profession. But the main thing is to chat with these kids so that they have a little bit more information on maybe some things that they didn't are not aware of. Mm-hmm. Their worlds are pretty small. They really only know what mom, dad, and maybe an aunt and uncle do for a living. So we're wanting to broaden their horizons a little bit as they plan their high school schedules in the upcoming months. So mark your calendar. October 24th is the time for that. We'll even feed you lunch. Sylvan Learning Center is our title sponsor, as has been for years. So we really want to thank them. And then a couple of ribbon cuttings that we've got coming up. Tomorrow at 4:30, we're going to be at the Jubilee Birth Center on Coulter and Bryan. And then Thursday, I'm excited about this one, Painting with a Twist on Texas Avenue over behind Chick-fil-A and the Kohl's Shopping Center, College Station at 11:30. And then First Victoria National Bank is our Platinum Member Spotlight this
All
week.
All right, there you go. And this is your last visit with us.
It is. Sadly enough, I've enjoyed my 11 years of being able to chat with you guys. And I'm going to see you around, even though I won't be in the community anymore.
Well, but and you and I kind of became kindred spirits from a political standpoint, because you need to know that all the things that we did, Dina did all that all by herself and from chamber side.
Not by myself.
Well, but anyhow, but it's I know you're probably going to miss those trips, though. You know, you got to do that.
Well, I'm going to show up in D.C.
Oh, don't good. Oh, wonderful.
It's just a short drive from North Carolina, so I'm going to be there. My daughter's still here in town, so you will probably see me popping in and out.
Great.
Bryan College Station is going to always be my home.
Oh, good. Well, you're a wonderful asset to the community while you were
thank
here.
Thank you so much.
Right. So Dina's leaving, and we'll wish you and your family good luck.
Thanks.
It's 8:25, News Talk 1620.
Stocks may start out higher. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The stock market futures are pointing a little higher ahead of the Tuesday session. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index for September will be out shortly after Wall Street opens for business. It could influence the market. Big retailers saw a pickup in business last week. The Council of Shopping Centers says chain store sales were up a little more than 0.5% from the week before. The council's chief economist says a tiny downtick in gasoline prices may have helped. Yahoo shares could be active today. All Things D says new chief executive Marissa Meyer is set to outline her plan for turning around the internet media company. Tech for Tots might be one of the themes for this year's holiday shopping season. The Toy Insider says tablets designed for youngsters and other electronic playthings will likely be under a lot of Christmas trees. The Leap Pad 2 is on several lists of top toys for 2012. I'm Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Here we have a rare treat, the keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads, long distances, using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move one ton of freight nearly 500 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
IBM System X x86 servers and a mid-sized company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common. IBM System X x86 servers.
They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
Well, you know, we are going to have a change in temperatures. It does happen. And the folks at Intercon are here to help you to make sure that those energy bills don't go through the roof if you got to be running the heat this year. You know, sometimes we get to duck it, and that's great. But the deal is you notice if your windows aren't energy efficient when there's a cold north wind blowing because you can actually feel the draft. But understand that the air exchange goes on all the time. So even if you can't feel it, it's still happening. Energy efficient windows is part of the equation to help you keep or get your utility bill under control. So give them a call at Intercon at 823-3639. Let them come out, kind of assess the situation for you. Make sure that you have energy-efficient windows. Now, sometimes it's repairing an existing window. Sometimes you need to replace them. The folks at Intercon will do this. They'll give you an estimate, and then there won't be any high pressure because they do a good job at a fair price, and they have a good product. And they also have lots and lots of satisfied customers. So remember, these are hometown folks doing the job for you, and since they are hometown, they'll do it in stages if that's what you need to do to fit your budget. Give them a call at Intercon so that you can have an energy-efficient home at 823-3639.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the equipment guy. No, the high fives after a touchdown aren't about celebrating anything you do, and yet you're part of every victory. Replacing cleats for better footing, tightening chin straps to prevent injuries, handling problems before they hurt the team. Equipment guy, you do all right in workers' comp. As a workers' comp carrier, Texas Mutual works behind the scenes to help companies keep their employees safe and in the game. Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
Kevin Sumlin Radio Show tonight on the Aggie Radio Network starts at 7 o'clock. Wings and more on University Drive in College Station. Last week on the show, the coach was asked about coordinators, whether they're up in the box or down on the sideline.
Some guys feel comfortable. You know, really it's a coordinator call. When I moved to being a coordinator and calling plays, I liked a more sterile environment being in the box. It wasn't necessarily to see. I just wanted a more sterile environment where I could think. And so some guys have a feel for that. Some guys like it that way. I liked it like that whenever I call plays, not to be to be swayed or anything like that. That's why I wear two muffs now, because I don't want to hear what anybody else has to say, basically. So.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin. The Aggies getting ready for Arkansas. It's coming up on Saturday. Broadcast time at 10 o'clock on the Aggie Radio Network. I'm Dave South. That's the Texas A&M Football Report.
We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind exclusive made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Russ Harvell. Linda and I would like to thank the Brazos Valley for voting Texas Trading Post's best online store and the best of the Brazos Valley. Come see us at txtraders.com.
Harry has a Honda, Holly has a Honda, Howard has a Honda too. Helen has a Honda, Harvey has a Honda, I know what I'm gonna do.
Right now, get 1.9% for up to 72 months on the 2012 Accord, Odyssey, or Cross Tour. The 2013s will be arriving soon. Hurry in for the best deals on remaining inventory.
Huey has a Honda, Herman has a Honda, Hazel has a Honda too. Horace has a Honda, Wanda has a Honda, don't you want a Honda too?
Allen's got your Honda.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory, locally and family owned for five generations, online at callawayjones.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Results of the first of two studies about moving A&M home football games out of town will be revealed this morning. One question being asked of elected leaders is whether to contribute hotel occupancy tax or hot money towards a future project. Katie Marie Lyles of the College Station City Council told us that if it's legal, there are enough hot funds to consider a contribution to A&M.
We have funds right now that aren't allocated towards anything. you know, and so right now I think we're looking at the best way to spend that and what to do. I don't think we should spend money just because we have it. We need to really look at it and do the best thing with that money and get the best return and use the hot tax what it's there for, absolutely. And so, no, I don't want to turn my back personally on anybody that we're currently funding through the hot tax. And so a lot of questions there, but I'm interested in looking at it.
An international firm hired by the Chamber of Commerce and CVB will present its findings to all interested parties this morning at 10 at the Hilton. It's back to the Department of Public Safety for former A&M System Deputy Chancellor Jay Kimbrough. Governor Perry moved Kimbrough in June to the state's Juvenile Justice Agency following an uptick in gang-related violence. After new director was hired, Kimbrough has returned to DPS as Assistant Homeland Security Director. Kimbrough, who lives in College Station, took that job last September after he was fired by A&M System Chancellor John Sharp. A somewhat unusual fundraiser has been set up to benefit Bryan's Neighborhood and Youth Services Coordinator Ronnie Jackson after he was diagnosed with cancer in March.
He's been a great supporter, but it has been very frustrating. We allowed our friends to set up this website, and the idea was we could put items on there that we need help with around the house, and then also there's a PayPal link if somebody would like to contribute financially. You think you have insurance, great, everything is covered, but it's not, and it really adds up quickly.
Jackson's wife, Kelly Levy, says this type of fundraiser, as opposed to a chicken dinner where friends can come up and hug him, is much easier for Jackson because complications have severely damaged his eyesight. Levy says Jackson will undergo surgery on Thursday to restore vision in one of his eyes. More details and the link to Jackson's webpage are available on our website, WTAW.com. A combined loss valued at $10,000 in theft and damages was reported at a building in North Bryan over the weekend.
At a residence in the 2500 block of Tabor Road, and the victim says between September 19th and 20th, they noticed that their storage shed had been disturbed out there, so they went to investigate to find that they had some power tools stolen and several other power tools damaged, in which several of the cords were removed.
John Agnew with the Bryan Police Department says that after officers responded and processed the crime scene, several persons of interest were identified in the area. He says possible charges are pending as investigation continues and several items were recovered which will be returned to the victim. As lawmakers this week listen to testimony about public school finance, one group is hoping they'll say goodbye to Robin Hood.
The Texas School Coalition represents property-rich school districts, and Executive Director Christy Rome says the number of districts returning money to the state has reached a record-breaking 374.
That means that a third of districts in the state are property wealthy, and that just doesn't seem to be the case when you talk to people in those districts. And that the reason for this is that the state has not kept up with the investment in education in line with the same rate of growth that we've seen in property values.
Rome says half of the students in most property-rich districts educate children who qualify for free and reduced lunch. She says with more than $1 billion returning to the state each year, recapture is no longer fulfilling its original purpose. In Austin, Diane Hodges, TSN News.
A probate judge in West Texas has ordered DNA testing on a man who claims to be the brother of actor Sherman Hemsley. Judge Patricia Chu on Monday delayed the El Paso trial on the estate of the star of the Jeffersons television show. Hemsley died July 24th of lung cancer. His body remains at an El Paso funeral home amid the dispute. Hemsley's will names his longtime manager Flora Enchington of El Paso as sole beneficiary. Richard Thornton of Philadelphia sought the DNA testing and must provide results by October 15th. The estate trial has been rescheduled for October 31st. Hemsley was born in Philadelphia but lived in El Paso for the past 20 years. Court documents indicate Hemsley's estate is worth more than $50,000. WTW News Time is 8:35 at 73 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory. We'll have more news at noon, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At your time of loss, trust the caring staff at Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory to serve your family with compassion and sensitivity to meet your individual needs. Because friends and family members may be spread across the country or overseas, Callaway Jones now offers funeral webcasting. These webcasts provide families with an affordable and long-lasting keepsake and allow guests to share in the celebration of life, even when travel is an impossibility. Callaway Jones, locally and family-owned for five generations. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. This is the time of year when rodents are flourishing. That means rats, raccoons, and mice are seeking shelter inside your home. And no matter what kind of rodents you have, ABC can create a plan to get rid of them. Close up the openings where they come in and catch any that may be in your home. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
All right, here's the fact of life. It's cheaper to do business in Bryan College Station than it is in Houston, right? Okay. You get the benefits there because if you'll stop in and see the folks at RV Station, you'll realize that they can pass some of that on to you because they don't have to pay that high overhead. You know, you can choose from over 75 units right there, and they're not going to be undersold at RV Station. You know, one of the things that we've been talking about is as the weather starts to get cooler, you start to look for maybe kind of extending that weekend into a mini-type vacation. So what that means is you pack up your stuff, and quite often that means you need a toy hauler, and right now is a great time to stop in and see them because they do have toy haulers for you to choose from. And no matter what it happens to be that you do, whether it's a motorcycle or a four-wheeler or whatever, they've got the hauler for you. So stop in and see them. They've got a brand-new Puma 27 SBU toy hauler. It's just $125 a month. And if you are ready to get the travel trailer and go with it, they've got a V-Cross VCF 305 fifth wheel that's priced at just $149 a month. And, you know, one of the things that's great is, first of all, the brands that they bring in are the brands that you know. Puma, Jayco, these are names that, first of all, it's a quality product today, and because they build it that way, it's going to look good, and it's going to be what you want to be out and about in for years and years to come. This is a major investment. You want to make sure that your dollars go as far as they can. So before you make any kind of a buying decision, make sure that RV Station's on the list. 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, or you can shop over 250 campers at rvstationonline.com.
The Brazos Valley Symphony kicks off its 31st season of crossing musical borders with a concert of European romance on Sunday, October 7th at Rudder Theater. Maestro Busicki directs as internationally acclaimed pianist Oenone Barnaton performs Cezanne's Piano Concerto No. 2. Also, don't miss Beethoven's Ninth Symphony in November with Grammy Award winner Sasha Cooke. Tickets are on sale now. For more information, visit bvso.org or call 979-696-6100.
Locally owned and operated by a member of the Fighting Texas Aggie Class of 1993, the Pool Guy has invested his time and money into being a proud member of the Bryan College Station community for 19 years. As the premier service provider in BCS, the Pool Guy's staff has answers for all things about swimming pools, whether you need service and repair, scheduled maintenance, chemicals and supplies, new construction, or complete pool renovations. Visit the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center or call 575-6200. For the Pool Guy.
Hey, let's check some weather at 8:39. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Valley Recycling. Think globally, act locally. Brazos Valley Recycling. Check them out today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
It's still going to be a very warm day during today with a fair amount of sunshine, though there will be some occasional high clouds around. We'll call it partly sunny overall, near 90 during this afternoon. Tonight, some scattered clouds, low temperature, low 70s. Partly sunny skies continue on Wednesday and close to 90 then in the 70s at night. And we'll see a bit more cloud cover coming up on Thursday, upper 80s to low 90s. This is meteorologist Gary Vest for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So, you know, you missed out on being able to buy that Facebook stock. You wanted to do that. You thought, man, all those rich people get a chance to do that. I don't get a chance to. Me, the poor little person here who has to stumble along and just, you know, catch as catch can. I can't make the big money like they do. It's not going so well for Facebook. I don't know if you've noticed that or not.
Yeah, they've lost like $10 a share.
Let me see. I'm gonna.
May be more than that.
Yeah, I gotta go pull it up here in just a minute. But just yesterday, their stock took another nosedive. And here's the problem. Let's see. Wait, that's Facebook, MySpace. Wait, I've got another story on it. No, but because what's happening is apparently Facebook is making a comeback. And did we know that?
Facebook is, or MySpace?
I'm sorry, MySpace is making a comeback.
MySpace is with music.
Oh, is that what that's
about? A lot of the bands and stuff go to the MySpace because there's a better audio interface on the MySpace stuff. Okay. But the Facebook, the IPO on Facebook was huge.
Oh,
And just nosedived.
Here we go.
Saying like $15 by the end of the month.
$20.79 right now. $20.79. One reason is Barron's did a story which claimed that the stock might only be worth, as you say, $15. And the reason for that is that most people don't realize the employees of the company hold a ginormous amount of this stock, like $1.4 billion in restricted stock in 2011, or about $500,000 per employee. They need this guy to keep going, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
They need it to do well. So far this year alone, the company has doled out $1 billion of restricted stock. Ooh, you hate to hear this, in lieu of salary.
Dun, dun, dun.
In lieu of, hey, we're not going to be able to pay you, but how about if we do this? Maybe not.
Well, there was a guy that took trade. He painted a mural, like at Facebook headquarters.
Okay.
And they said, yeah, we'll give you, 10,000 shares.
Okay.
And towards the end, I think the day it went up, he was a multimillionaire for painting a mural.
Wow.
He's like a graffiti artist.
Oh, so yeah, you say, here's, I guess maybe one of the reasons that MySpace is working is, Justin Timberlake. Is that right? He's got apparently a fairly good stake in that.
Yeah, he does.
So that would certainly make sense. As CNET points out, with players like Spotify and YouTube, people already have a means to share music and video, but We'll see where that goes. And again, it's still out there and it's available. So what happens? Arkansas might be the first southern state to legalize medical marijuana, according to the New York Post.
Would explain their football up. Never mind.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, remember they had that governor, but he didn't inhale.
Good grief.
Morgan Fox, who's a spokesperson for the pro-marijuana group behind the initiative, says... Did I say Megan Fox? I meant Morgan Fox.
Said Morgan.
You said Morgan.
Okay. I was thinking Megan.
I could see where you would sidetrack with Morgan Fox, though.
For some reason, public officials have been way behind public opinion on this issue. Politicians are starting to realize that they don't have to worry about any kind of a backlash if they decide that they want to say that medical marijuana is a good thing. So that apparently is the reason for that.
Interesting.
This has got to make you feel really good. Coming in with averages of SAT scores of 496, 2012.
Don't you get that for putting your name on the paper?
Yeah, probably so. 2012 graduating seniors have the dubious distinction of having attained the worst reading scores since 1972.
Wow. Gods.
Okay, scores in writing, the section related to reading, also dropped to 488, a decrease of 9 points since the College Board, the organization that administers the test, looked at this in 2006. So what gives? All right, here's what they're saying. Is the SAT too hard? Too hard? How about if you be prepared for it? What do you think about that? How about being prepared?
See, I always felt it was a little sketchy that the College Board basically was a company, and we were paying a fee for a required test.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just...
You didn't like the idea that you had to pay to have this required test, or you should have gotten it free, or you just didn't like the company that did
it? I just sort of thought it was interesting that some private company was benefiting from something that would be a requirement for me to get into college.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, and I don't know what the story was for the formation of that. Now, they used to be a long time ago. If you're an old person like me, they were called the CWBs back then.
That's a television network now.
Yeah, it probably is. Reading scores may have been affected by minority test takers who came out and took the test in record numbers. The first test was administered in 1926 to a few thousand college applicants. I didn't know it was that old. Last year, more than 1.6 million graduating seniors took the test, the highest number in history. Nearly half were minorities. About a quarter reported that English was not their first language. So that may have had, again, something to do with it, but not everything.
To put this into context, if you listen to the show for any length of time, you know that the IQ's not way up there.
No.
I didn't study a lick the first time I took it. I had to have an 800 to get the scholarship that I was offered.
Okay, right.
I did almost 900, and I didn't even crack a book.
Well, and so we've got that, and now, a story that came out, I think, yesterday, about one-fifth of all U.S. students attending a four-year college take at least one remedial course.
Really?
And 65% of them fail to earn a degree in 6 years.
Golly.
This year I resemble that remark.
Okay. This year, more than 2 million college students will spend some of their time reviewing what they were supposed to have learned before they left high school, according to a guy named Richard Vetter, who directs the Center for College Affordability and Productivity, and he teaches economics at Ohio University. The failure of high schools to properly prepare students for college is part of the blame. A recent study disclosed that fewer than one-third of graduating high school seniors met the benchmark standards for science, most failed to meet them for math. Large numbers are also lacking in English and reading.
Math was the one that got me. Okay, I had to take a remedial class in math.
Just as a personal aside, I'm going to tell you that I had to correct, as I was reading this, the improper use of the word, because what they said is a recent study disclosed that less than one-third of the graduating class, when in fact you should say fewer than one-third. So the fact that the Mozon who wrote this about people not being prepared for college didn't even have it
attaboy,
right.
Attaboy, Scott.
Speaks words right there. To deal with the problem, colleges, of course, then offer remedial courses. But the problem with these courses is that they do a bad job of correcting the deficiencies. Colleges are also to blame for admitting students who are not prepared for college work. Hello, can I repeat that? Colleges are to blame for admitting students who are not prepared for college work. Let me see. Top 10% rule in the state of Texas? Okay, I went to entering high school. I know no times no is no. Can I go to college? You know, some of them just aren't ready for that.
Well, I think, too, it's interesting how we test. I mean, for example, I know for me, I never took the ACT. I took the SAT, and I took the GRE when I went to graduate school, which, ironically, the school I went to didn't even require the GRE. But it seems to me like, I mean, certain skills, yes, you want to make sure people know how to do stuff and have a brain that works, but I don't use, you know, plain old...
Geometry?
Yes. Geometry, calculus, calculus AP, like what? It feels like a waste of time if you are not really learning anything except how do I make sure I pass this class?
We'll go there in a minute. Hello.
Good morning. I'm so glad to find out there's somebody else here who's very sensitive to the use of fewer and less. And Scott, I'll have you know that you are smarter than Hannity and Bortz because they have made that mistake in the past, and it irks me.
Yeah, it does. Thank you. Well, the reason is because English is the only thing we got to work with here, and you need to use it. You need to use it properly.
So, hi, I'm Scott. I'm a grammarian.
That's why I said, "Hey, got." Yeah, that's what we got going on here. But
yeah, sure.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But
well, the deal, for the record, sports guys are allowed to say whatever they want.
That's true. The deal is though, Kat, that you have to understand, and you're right, man. I hated geometry. I didn't care. I don't care what the angle, what the, you know, how many degrees the angle is.
Well,
I really didn't. But
here's the facts. If I was going to go into archaeology, art, some kind of English-based thing, journalism or theater.
You wouldn't make much money, right?
Why do I? Well, that's true. Yeah. But well, I was thinking more like, when am I going to use geometry to do that? When am I going to calculate to see, you know, where did my rock fall in the pool that was thrown in 3 feet away and the water's moving at such and such percent?
The
you
idea,
know what I mean?
Sure, I understand that from a practical standpoint, but also the portion of the reason that sort of thing is quite often done is so that you learn to be able to generate an answer. And you may need to generate an answer, not a mathematical answer.
Oh, I can always come up with an answer.
Yeah, there you go.
You learn about the fine
exactly.
art of BSing
in well, and that's the other thing. You know, I had a
English class.
We had a kiddo who went to school in California, and he had required reading before he got to campus. He had to read a book, a specific book, before he got to campus.
Well, I've had to do that.
And he had to take a general studies class. He had to, because it was a very diverse group. The enrollment was very diverse, and so you needed to learn about other cultures and other backgrounds before you came to school. You had to know that stuff before you came to school. And I mean, that I can see that there's a value there. Hello.
Yeah, one of the reasons our students might be failing at reading is the fact that our schools don't even issue textbooks anymore.
Well, there's there's something to be said about that, and I'm not sure. And as time goes on, if textbooks are going to be the answer. You know, again, don't know how we do that necessarily. I'm not sure I want to be paying for a laptop for a kid to take home and not take care of. Well, I busted it. Oh, well, good. We'll just get you another one.
We'll get you another.
Yeah, that'd be just fine because there's another one where that was, you know.
That's right. I'm going to homeschool my cats.
Are you?
Yep.
Be able to.
I'm going to start them on McGuffey's Readers. That's what I was started on.
What does a cat have to know? I mean, see, dogs have to know how to do stuff. Cats don't do stuff. So how do they, you know?
The only thing keeping cats from taking over the world is their lack of opposable thumbs.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Do you remember the many songs of September?
It's Subway's birthday, and everyone's celebrating with their $5 footlong faves. Many of the subs you love, like the Italian BMT, turkey breast, egg and cheese, and more, are $5 footlongs September only. Join the sub prize party at Subway.
Limited time only. Participating restaurants. Additional charges for extras plus taxi. Stores for $5 footlong selection. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you. Whether it's for you individually or for your business, let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net or call us at 979-694-6900.
Aaron's Family Dentistry in Bryan is known for offering big city benefits with that small town feel. How? For starters, their office has been locally owned and operated by Jim and Karen Aaron's since 1984, and they've spent those years building relationships with families in the Brazos Valley. Their friendly atmosphere is coupled with state-of-the-art technology that's used in every procedure.
Receive convenience with a personal touch at Aaron's Family Dentistry. Call 268-1407, like us on Facebook, or visit us online at arentsdds.com.
Are you tired of the song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there is a choice. America's Choice. When you need your roof repaired or replaced because of age, wear, leaks, wind damage, or hail, you want a qualified roofer who will give you a fully warranted roof that will last for years. America's Choice has certified roofing crews that have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. As a result, each of their customers has peace of mind because they know their family and possessions are safe from our harsh Texas weather. Let America's Choice Roofing install your most important shield of protection. Ask for a free roofing estimate today. Call 855-5-MY-ROOF. There really is no other choice but America's Choice Roofing. See all details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com or call 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-569-7663. America's Choice.
Hi, I'm Frank Verisco, Market President for American Momentum Bank. It's time that you got your money moving forward. It's time you got momentum. One of the ways that American Momentum Bank is moving faster is with remote deposit. Now you can bank from the comfort of your home or office without the hassle of dealing with traffic. With remote deposit from American Momentum Bank, all you need is a scanner, a computer, and an internet connection. Simply scan your checks and deposit them directly to your American Momentum account. Day or night, any hour, even weekends. So your money is in your account and ready to use faster. That's what it's like to have momentum on your side. And American Momentum Bank offers a full line of banking services for both your personal and business banking needs. American Momentum Bank's leadership lives and works here too. That means local leadership, local bankers, and local service. Move forward now at AmericanMomentumBank.com or call 774-1111. That's 774-1111. American Momentum Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
4 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Cat, you were talking about how you didn't need to know geometry or anything, you know. But if you're going to homeschool.
Well, that's just a
that's why I'm just going to have to marry someone who has skills in mathematics.
Oh, to be able to do that. Okay.
I can do enough math to cook well, but that's about.
speaking of marriage.
Hello.
I just...
Oh, hang on. Wait. Stop. All right. Let me go here. All right. And help. Hello? Hello? Hello?
For the record, while we're wasting time, just to avoid the kind of unpleasantness that happened last week, let me announce just for all the archives and the radio land out there, if you are at Bryan Broadcasting and you're looking for tissues, I took the last box.
Oh,
at least I think it was the last box. I couldn't tell. I didn't know where the light switch was in the supply closet.
Mr. Downs would be proud of you, yeah, taking the last one and not saying
well,
anything.
Well, I don't know, because I'm breaking a tradition.
He might be disappointed. He tried to challenge me. I forget what that was. Oh, the spoon.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, don't give me that stuff. I didn't do that.
So you were talking about marriage.
I was. We were talking about school, and then she went to marriage.
13% of people always lie about this. Lie about what?
13% of...
I'm giving you kind of the quantifier of,
you mean,
of marriage.
You mean to their spouse?
No, to everybody else.
Oh.
That's bad.
Okay, what do they lie about?
They lie
whether
about...
or not they have cats.
Yeah, no, whether they met online.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, well,
so,
yeah.
Like,
yeah,
online dating is a big thing. Okay. Everybody knows people do it. You see commercials for it a million times.
Oh, yeah.
43% of people tell only some people that they met online. 13% lie about it entirely.
Wow.
I did not meet my wife online. I did not.
Wasn't an online.
There really wasn't. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so there you go. And again, I guess that used to be an oddity, and I suppose it would be interesting to ask that question 20 years from now and see what the number is.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, it started with the personals, the Pina Colada song, for heaven's sakes.
All right, if you're wearing metallic nail polish, I didn't wear mine today, just by the way.
No, I don't have it on either.
Okay, if you're wearing metallic nail polish and eating well anything with your hands, you might want to put your food down for a moment because there are chances that your metal manicure is full of dead bug parts.
Oh, I would personally rather eat dead bugs than a bunch of weird chemicals.
Well, I understand that.
Most nail polish is made with that stuff.
Like this, if it makes you feel better, there is, in fact, a company out there that has vegan-friendly nail polish brand.
So you can eat your fingers and be fine.
Wonderful. And I'm sure that they're really reasonably priced, too. I wouldn't think that they'd ever charge you too much about that. All right, on this date in history, Sarah Day O'Connor was sworn in as the first female justice of the Supreme Court, 1981. 1911, ground was broken for Fenway Park in Boston.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
And, Red Sox.
Yeah, there you go. And Michael Jordan announced that he was returning to basketball. Yeah.
Oh, you're missing one.
Oh, what's that?
1970, the Partridge Family started.
Oh, and we're all better for it,
oh,
right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Well,
it gave us Danny Bonaducci, for heaven's sake.
Sure, if that's the case.
I think I love you, but what am I so afraid of?
No, thank you.
He yelled at us for that already.
Well,
Kat.
I mean, you do sing better than the average male, but
that's
not
how I really sing. Yeah, that's my obnoxious to Scott voice.
Go, thank you. All right, now home.